Good to see you, Jess. Have a great off season. We'll see. If I give you a call next year, come out to Lansing for a game.
Dragons fans, we're pleased to welcome today's hometown hero family to the game. This family has someone serving in the military. Please help us welcome them to this afternoon's game. Performing today's anthem, this game daily news anthem finalist, Cole Spring.
Have the twilight. Leon, what you doing with your phone? Taking pictures?
No, I'm asking a question.
Like what?
Hey, Bobo, do flowers have best friends?
I'm sorry. I'm afraid I don't know that.
Hey, follow me. I want to show you something. Look, flowers do have best friends.
Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
It's time for some Sunday Lugnuts Baseball. This copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of the Lansing Lugnuts and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form. And the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Lansing Lugnuts. I'm Jessica Briggs-Drassler. Good to have you along here with me from the gem city of Dayton, Ohio, where the Lugnuts have come in and they've won each of the last three games by identical 3-2 scores. Yesterday was the latest wonder. Gunnar Hoglund, in his high A debut, struck out 7 batters in 5 nearly perfect innings. The only base runner against him was a third inning hit by pitch. That was it. In fact, the Lugnuts brought a no-hitter out of the bottom of the 8th inning. With one out there, Jack Rogers broke it up with a single. That was the first of 4 consecutive base hits by the Dayton Dragons against Yason Sanchez. But the Lugnuts threw out Hector Rodriguez trying to score at home plate on a double by Trey Faltini and hung on for the 3-2 win. Brendan Malone's RBI double and Junior Perez's 2-run homer supplying the difference. Now today the Lugnuts go for the series win in Dayton. After losing the first 2 games of this series, things have taken a turn. And Mitch Myers is on the mound for his 21st appearance and his 19th start of the year. That 19th start ties him with Jacob Waters for the team lead. Lugnuts starting pitchers have been outstanding. Through the first 5 games of this series, they've combined to strike out 28 batters in 25 innings and only allow 11 hits. Combined runs allowed in that span, just, how about 7? 7 runs in 25 innings, only those 11 hits and those 25 frames. Lugnuts pitchers overall for the year have struck out 122 Dragons batters in 95 and two-thirds innings. So the pitchers have been dominant. What can the hitters do? Here's your starting lineup. Leading off in center field, Junior Perez, who has had the big swing in back-to-back games 2 days ago. An RBI double in the top of the 9th broke a 2-2 tie. Lugnuts won 3-2. And yesterday was his 2-run homer in the 7th inning. That supplied the winning margin in the 3-2 win. Batting second, a man who was idle yesterday. Shortstop Jacob Wilson returns to the lineup today. Daniel Susak gets the day off. Danny Bautista Jr. in left field bats third. Batting fourth, it's the right fielder Colby Thomas. I met his grandparents earlier today here at Dayair Ballpark. Batting fifth, the first baseman Brendan Malone. Hitting sixth, third baseman T.J. Schofield Sam. Hitting seventh, the DH Aribel Angeles. The catcher Carlos Amaya bats eighth. Batting ninth to round off the order, second baseman Colby Halter. That's Perez, Wilson, Bautista, Thomas, Malone, Schofield, Sam, Analyst, Amaya, and Halter in support of the right-hander, the native of Alabama out of Lynette, Mitch Myers, age 24. Now on the other side for the Dayton Dragons. The Dragons who are hitting 206 in this series. Edwin Arroyo leads off. He's the switch-hitting shortstop. Batting second, second baseman Carlos Jorge. Heading third, the DH, Cade Hunter. Batting fourth, left fielder Jack Rogers. Heading fifth, first baseman Ruben Ibarra. Batting sixth, right fielder Austin Hendrick. Center fielder Justice Thompson bats seventh. Batting eighth, the catcher Matt Nelson. Rounding off the order, batting ninth, it's the third baseman Trey Faltini. That's Arroyo, Jorge, Hunter, Roger, Zabara, Hendrick, Thompson, Nelson, and Baltini. And they support the Dayton starter today, the right-hander Carson Rudd. Rudd out of Agoura Hills, California, 6'5", 190 pounds. He was acquired by the Cincinnati Reds as an undrafted free agent signed out of Stanford in 2020. That was the shortened pandemic draft of only five rounds. And then after those five rounds were complete, you could sign as a free agent. Rudd did. He has made 18 appearances, 12 starts for the Dragons this year, and in 52 and one-third innings, he has walked 28, he struck out 64. Rudd against the Lugnuts. Dayton Dragons have taken the field, and they're clad in their Sunday greens. We've seen them already in the series wearing their home whites and the alternate oranges on Friday. That has not been enough to stop their skid here against Lansing. Rudd going through his warm-up tosses, his home plate umpire Jack Wasson, the bases umpire Trevor Patience. I'll get right into the standings. Entering play today in the East Division, West Michigan keeps losing, and the Dayton Dragons have been unable to make up any grounds in the standings. So, the Whitecaps at 30-22 entering play today, 1.5 games back, the Fort Wayne Tin Caps at 29-24. And third, the Lake County Captains are rising up the standings. They're now 27-24. They have been handing it to the Beloit Skycarp all this week. Then the Dayton Dragons at 27-26, 3.5 games out of first place. The Great Lakes Loons are 25-28, and here are the Lansing Lugnuts. The Lugnuts' three-game winning streak is the longest current winning streak in the Midwest League. And the Lugnuts here on the road, they've had their troubles on the road. At one point, they were 8-18 in the second half. Now you can make it 11-18, and they're only 6.5 games back of West Michigan. Oh, by the way, the West Michigan Whitecaps are coming into Lansing, Michigan, coming up on Tuesday. Whitecaps and Lugnuts from Jackson Field all this coming week, 6 days in a row, Tuesday through Sunday. Go online, get your tickets at LansingLugnuts.com. A big homestand for the Lugnuts, by the way, have been one of the best home teams in all of High A here in the second half. And they could be right back in the thick of things in this playoff push here in the second half. Those will be the final home regular season games of 2023. Warm-up pitches concluded for Rudd. Junior Perez ready to step in. Wilson and Batista Jr. to follow. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Clayton Bell in support. Good to have you with me. Email address jgoldstrass@lansinglugnuts.com. JGOLDSTRASS @lansinglugnuts.com. Temperature here in Dayton, comfortable. 77 degrees. It feels like it's 77. And at 110, the first pitch righty to righty. Check swing, low ball one. We have baseball from Dayton, Ohio. Junior Perez, bright red batting gloves. The pitch. He swings and pops it foul back our way out of the rooftop above our heads. A ball and a strike on Junior. Junior is turning his series around. He was 1-for-16 before his tie-breaking RBI double 2 days ago. 2-for-4 yesterday with a walk. The deal. Off the outside corner. Fastball at 92. 2-1. The Lugnuts saw Carson Rudd back on May the 4th. And May the 4th be with you too. 2-1. Hitter's pitch. Fouled straight back. Good off speed. Let's go back to that day. Rudd against the Lugnuts. Carson Rudd, in that game on May the 4th, battled Christian Fernandez, and he allowed 3 runs through 5 innings on 6 hits and 1 walk. Junior Perez on that day batted 9th in the order. That was in the midst of his terrible slump. He was 0-for-31. Struck out twice against Rudd. The pitch here, inside, count is full. I said 0-for-31. It was 0-for-32 if you remembered right. He's turned things around. Since starting 5-for-60, he's hitting .276. Pitch on its way. Junior breaks his bat, lining to third. It's caught there by Faltini. Bat ends up near the shortstop Arroyo. And Junior ends up holding just the handle as he started up the first base side. What do you do with that now? Suppose you could jar on the warning track with that handle. Line out to the third baseman, first out of the ball game. Partly cloudy skies out beyond the center field wall. Blue skies right above the ball field as Jacob Wilson steps in. Righty, righty, no score, just underway. Second batter. The Stanford Cardinal lets it fly. The GCU Antelope takes a called strike on the outside Cardinal. On the outside corner. Cardinal. Neither team is wearing Cardinal. Dayton in the green and the white. It's a Kelly green shade. The pitch. Hit high and deep down the left field line. Is it fair or foul? It is foul. And that ball is across the street. Water Street. Here in the Water Street District. Wilson just homered a couple of days ago. His first professional home run. He might have a taste for it. Rudd sets. Lets it fly. Hit in the air and sliced foul to the right side. Stays alive. No balls, two strikes. Jacob has a lightning quick bat. Black Sox up high. Stretches his arms above his head. Taps his helmet. Windmills the bat around. Brings it once through the underside of the zone. Rudd sets. Kick steals. Hammer down the left field line. And this ball is foul. So that's two. Would have been a homer if we were playing cricket and there was no such thing as a foul pole. Although they wouldn't call it a homer. My goodness. No balls and two strikes. These are comfortable swings. The pitch from Rudd up high. I don't blame him. I was thinking, why even put it close to the zone right now? Jacob Wilson is on you. One ball and two strikes. When Wilson was drafted by the A's, this was the feeling that he'd grow into more power. The pitch, brought off foul, right side. There is a butterfly that is currently fluttering around the netting above the Lugnuts on-deck circle on the on-deck hitter Danny Bautista Jr. Large orange butterfly. No score, top of the first, one out, nobody on. Rudd's ready. Deals. Line drive foul, right side. Into the netting. So keep things going. Carson Rudd is not necessarily a command guy. He is most definitely a home run serving up kind of guy. He's given up 9 this year. The pitch off the outside corner. Good take on the 95 mile an hour fastball. Two balls and two strikes. This began strike one, strike two for Carson Rudd. And it just has had a bad feeling for the Dayton starter. What does he do on 2-2? Here it is. Hit in the air and foul, left side. Wilson way out in front of the slider away. Spoiled it. On the bright side for the fans, Jacob Wilson is handing out souvenirs. We are 5 minutes into this top of the first inning. We have seen one line out. And one battle. Here comes pitch number 10. Down and away, ball 3. You think he's going to walk him? Danny Bautista Jr.'s on deck. Wilson's ready. A payoff. Outside, ball 4. He walked him. That wasn't close in the end. 11 pitch plate appearance for Jacob Wilson to draw that base on balls. Dude. One out base runner brings up Danny Bautista Jr. Now, if Jacob really wanted to be a pest, you know what he would do now? He'd start dancing back and forth at first base just to make sure that Carson Rudd didn't forget about him. I bet you Rudd has not forgotten about him. First pitch to Danny. Fouled away right side. A lot of souvenirs early. Out of the rooftop. Rolling, rolling, rolling down into the crowd in the upper deck. Bouncing all the way down toward the stairwell. A fan in a gray shirt stopped that ball from getting down to all the folks waiting on their concessions. No balls in a strike in Bautista Jr. Scoreless in the first. Pick off the over tag late. Wilson back in. Jacob is 3-for-3 in steals through 18 games with Lansing. He was not considered a stolen base threat at Grand Canyon University until this last year. Then he swiped 8 bags. Here's the pitch. Line drive right field, slicing on Hendrick, down for a base hit. Wilson checks into second base. Hendrick throws in a 5-hopper that's fielded by the shortstop Arroyo coming off the bag. It was ugly. And it's a single for Danny Bautista Jr. First and second, one out for Colby Thomas. Something I always wonder about on a Sunday. It's a day game. What's everybody's energy coming into the game? You can tell. And right now, the energy looks great for this Lugnuts lineup. Righty to righty, no score, 2-1-1 out. The pitch, swing and a miss, strike one. Colby has been susceptible to that slider away. Red starts him off with it. He missed that ball by probably a foot. Thomas went 2-for-5 yesterday, 2 singles, another multi-hit game. The pitch is foul tipped into the mid of the catcher, Nelson. Count is nothing and 2. Colby also struck out twice yesterday. So, 41 games with the Lugnuts, 52 hits and 56 strikeouts. Hits aplenty, strikeouts aplenty. 0-2, down and away, knocked down well by the catcher, Nelson. The Dayton defense features Nelson catching, Ibarra at first, Jorge at second. Arroyo's the shortstop, Baltini plays third. In the outfield, Rogers in left, Thompson in center, Hendrick is in right. At second, Wilson at first, Bautista Jr., no score in the first, one out. The pitch, drilled out to right field. Austin Hendrick to his right, reaches out, can't make the catch, it's by him all the way to the base of the wall. Wilson speeds around to score. Windmill for Bautista Jr. Relay throw in up the first baseline. 2 runs plated on the Colby Thomas double. 2-0 Lugnuts. 6th straight game in this series that the Lugnuts have built a 2-0 lead. 14th double for Colby. RBIs 23 and 24 in front of his grandparents. Now Brennan Malone. Right-hander against right-hander. Carson Rudd deals. Yanked it low and away. Ball one. Malone yesterday got involved offensively. We'd been waiting. At a single, an RBI double, and a walk for Brennan. He's capable of a lot. Pitch on its way. Swing and a miss. Laid on the fastball at 95. One ball, one strike. A transfer from South Carolina to Oregon and drafted from the Ducks program last year in the 6th round by the A's. Here it comes. Down and away, ball two. Whereas Colby Thomas has shown that he's been susceptible to that pitch, Brendan Malone has not been. No, sir. Carson Rudd is in trouble. 2-1, a hitter's pitch here. Strike 2 called on the outside corner. That's pretty. That's a dot. 2-2. With his 2-for-3 game yesterday, Malone is still just 3-for-14 in the series against Dayton. But he has drawn 5 walks. There's his great batting eye. The 2-2. Low and away, ball 3. First base is open. If Rudd walks him, T.J. Schofield, Sam would bat. That's already 28 pitches for Rudd. There's nobody warming up in the Dayton Dragons' pen. There's just one out. Here it comes. Hit in the air, out to right. It's shallow, but it hangs up for Hendrick. Makes the catch. Thomas bluffs a tag. Draws the throw in, strong to short. Malone is out number 2. The fly out to right field. So bring up T.J. Schofield, Sam. And we are about to see the 30th pitch of this first inning for Carson Rudd. I give Jacob Wilson a lot of credit for that. He saw over 1/3 of those pitches. And with that, yes, Dayton will get a reliever warming up. You can understand if things snowball from here, they're going to have to pull him to the pitch count. 2-0 Lugnuts. First pitch, Schofield Sam takes a ball low. I would think that if I was T.J. Schofield Sam, I would also want to work a deep count right here. no need to give things up early. Carson Rudd is on the ropes on the Sunday afternoon. Thomas at second, 2-0 Lansing. Righty deals to lefty. Strike called. Fastball at 94. Lefty warming up in the bullpen. Javian Sandridge. There are only two lefties in the Staden staff. Jacob Heatherly worked yesterday. Sandridge, by the way, a guy who's also struggled with his command. Here's the pitch. Fouled off over the netting off to the left side. One ball, two strikes, and Schofield Sam. TJ has been consistent with the Lugnuts. Got off to a cold start. I feel like you can count on him for at least one base hit every game or thereabouts. Had a 9-game on-base streak come to an end, so he quickly has built up a 3-game streak. Here's the pitch. He fouls it up and away to the left side. 33 pitches for Carson Rudd. I remember when the Lugnuts were affiliated with the Blue Jays, they had a hard and fast rule. 35 pitches and you were done. 35 pitches in any half inning, you had to leave. Not the case here for the Cincinnati Reds, but they're clearly concerned. Thomas's two-run double as the Lugnuts up 2-0. Schofield Sam takes ball two inside. Sixth batter of the order, a man wearing number 6 in white on his black road jersey. Black helmet, black socks pulled up high, gray pants. Schofield Sam, a lot of power. Knees bent, waiting. Break even, 2-2. Laced on the ground, right side, diving stop. Jorge to his right, pops up, throws. He pulled the first baseman off the bag, but Ibarra got back in with the right foot in time to get Schofield Sam. Oh, that ball was scorched by TJ on the right side of the infield. But first, Jorge the dive, and then what a fine play by Ruben Ibarra. Pulled wide of the bag to his left and getting back there just barely in time to get Schofield Sam. The Lugnuts are retired, but Lansing scores 2. Jacob Wilson walks, Danny Bautista Jr. singles, Colby Thomas doubles them both in. 2-0 Lugnuts going to the bottom of the first inning. Mitch Myers takes the mound.
Adopt U.S. Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting. A teenager. Learning the lingo.
Today I'm going to help parents translate teen slang. Now, when a teen says something is on fleek, it's exactly like saying, that's rad. It simply means that something is awesome or cool. Another one is totes. It's exactly like saying, totally, just shorter. As in, I totes love going to the mall with Becca. Another word you might hear is jelly. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will think you're, rad, just the same. To learn more, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
For the sixth straight game in the series, the Lugnuts are up on Dayton 2-0. To the bottom of the first inning now, and Mitch Myers, the recipient of the offense, takes the mound. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Edwin Arroyo, Carlos Jorge, Kate Hunter, 1-2-3. Myers fires, and the first pitch up and away. Ball one to Edwin Arroyo. So got a switch hitter here batting from the left side. Then you go lefty, 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 Jorge Hunter Rogers, righty Ibarra, lefty Hendrick. The deal. Fly ball, center field. Junior Perez backs up, turns over his other shoulder, backpedaling to make the catch. Hang on, catcher interference, Carlos Amaya. Edwin Arroyo is awarded first base. So forget that wonderful effort by Junior. And then, second baseman Alter. Throwing it to the third baseman, Schofield Sam, is saying, why are you throwing it to me? He threw him a one-hopper. It was not a great throw in the first place. TJ's going, just give it to Mitch. The ball skips out of play. A new baseball delivered to Mitch Myers. There it was. They showed us the video replay, and Carlos Amaya immediately called by the home plate umpire Wasson. Well, E2. And now a ball outside to Carlos Jorge. A feint of a throw down to first base by Amaya. He held it just to check in with Arroyo. E2 catcher's interference. 0-0, Edwin Arroyo. Down to first base. A threat to run. Pick off the over by Myers. Not in time the tag. So this is going to be interesting here. Mitch Myers this season has picked off two runners. Now, they are successful. 12 out of 16 times in stealing against him. Amaya, though, has been great. 1-0. Check swing. Pitch was high. Do you realize that Carlos Amaya, against runners trying to steal a base against him, has thrown out 5 of 9, 56%. CJ Rodriguez has caught 21%, 12 of 56. Daniel Susak, 14%, 11 of 77. Here's the pitch. Line drive, right field. Thomas, a late read, still there for the catch. Fires into first base. Arroyo back in. One hop, though, to Brendan Malone. Jorge's line out supplies out number one. Here's the other thing to keep in mind with the potential base-stealing threat of Arroyo, who has 27 steals this year, 6 times caught. The Dayton Dragons do not have a steal in this series. This is a team that regularly averages 9 to 10 to 11 steals every week. They have 144 steals this year, and they have not stolen one base against the Lugnuts. Cade Hunter batting left, takes a called strike, back pick first base by Amaya, tag applied late. Carlos Amaya is trying Arroyo. No balls, one strike on Hunter. Dayton only has one other series this year in which they have not stolen a base. And I brought this to the attention of the Dayton Dragons broadcast team, Tom Nichols, the venerable one. The pitch, curveball down, one ball, one strike. Do you want to guess how Dayton did in that series in which they stole zero bases? It took on South Bend. More to the point, they played at South Bend, May 23rd through May 28th. They stole zero bases. They went 5-1 at Four Winds Field. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball high from Myers. Ball two. Trying to drop in that curve to Hunter. Right-handed pitcher, left-handed batter. 5-1, zero steals. Here in this series, they're 2-3. Lugnuts have won 3 in a row. Pickoff into first base. Tag late. Lugnuts thought that they had him. A balk called by the home plate umpire Wasson on Myers. And Arroyo gets second. Mitch leads the Lugnuts. That is his fourth balk committed this year. Craig Conklin wants an explanation from the home plate umpire Wasson. What did Jack Wasson see? And Jack said, here's what I saw. And it's a very short conversation. Here's our replay. Never came to a complete stop. Who's getting the sign? He needs to come to a complete stop, and then he can fire over. Tell you what, though, on that tag, I think that Arroyo was out. I think Malone might have had him. But he needs to come to a complete stop before the pickoff throw. Cade Hunter swings and fouls off this pitch on the hands into the screen. 2-2. Lugnuts have the lead 2-0. Catcher Amaya settles in with the signs with Myers now that there's a runner at second base. It is Carlos Amaya catching with Malone at first, Colby Halter at second. Jacob Wilson's the shortstop, TJ Schofield, Sam plays third. The outfield, Batista Jr. in left, Perez in center, Thomas in right. They have been those three outfielders, Batista Jr., Perez, and Thomas, for a long time now. 2-2, up and in and hit him. Oh, Cade Hunter awarded first base. What a bottom of the first inning from Myers. So you couple that with Amaya's catcher interference, a balk, and an HBP. And Dayton is 2-1, 1 out, and the cleanup hitting Jack Rogers is coming out. You can understand why the pitching coach, Don Schulze, is visiting the mound right now. Trying to settle down Mitch. It's not that Dayton's hitting him. This has been an inauspicious start. Bottom of the first inning, trying to get Myers with his command right. Last time that we saw Mitch on the mound, go back to the Great Lakes Loons series. On August the 15th, Myers against the Loons, 4 innings, 6 hits, 3 runs, 2 walks, 2 strikeouts. Then he took on the Loons in the series finale on Sunday. And in 4 1/3 innings, remember, he had the very difficult first 2 innings. He gave up 2 runs in the first, and then he allowed 4 runs in the second. Carlos Amaya, in that inning, committed catcher's interference. He allowed a couple of 2-run homers, one to Alex Freeland, one to Griffin Lockwood Powell. Lugnuts went down 6-3. They won the game 10-7. We're ready. Myers throws. Jack Rogers takes ball one high. So his offense picked him up. It was a tough start. After that tough start, Myers was great. Did well to finish things strong. Fired 4 1/3 innings in the end. Deals the 1-0. Swing and a miss. Fastball up above the zone and attempted him. 1-1. Rogers has hit 2 home runs in this series. 13 doubles to go along with 13 homers. Here's the pitch. Strike 2 called inside corner to go along with 22 doubles and 6 triples. A ball at 2 strikes. Count in the pitcher's favor. Sun shining on down at Day Air Ballpark. Double play ball would end this first inning. Myers has coaxed 8 of them this year. He sets. Fires. Curveball lined out to left field. Bautista Jr. makes the catch leaning forward. Gives a look. Lobs into shortstop. Runners retreat successfully. Arroyo to second. Hunter to first. Rogers is the second out. That's a couple of lineouts against Myers. Jorge to right, Rogers to left. It brings up Ruben Ibarra. Well, nobody on Dayton has hit the ball as hard as Ibarra has all series. He has hit it regularly over 100 miles an hour. He is 5-for-19, though, against Lugnuts pitchers. He's hit a couple of atom balls. He's hit 1 home run, had a couple of doubles, too. Here's the pitch. Ibarra takes ball 1 low and outside. The Lugnuts have the lead, 2-0. Colby Thomas with a 2-run double in the top of this first inning. Now in the bottom half, Arroyo at second, Hunter at first. The pitch called a strike on the outside corner. Deep bend at the waist for the Pitt Panther. Gets the sign. To the San Jose State Spartan. Broken back ground ball hit toward short. Wilson underhands the second. Halter receives and forces out Hunter. Side retired. No hits in the frame. 1 hit batter. 1 catcher's interference. 1 balk. 2 left. No runs. Let's go to the second inning. Lugnuts up 2-0 in Dayton.
What grows in the forest? Trees? Sure. Know what else grows in the forest? Our imagination, our sense of wonder, and our family bonds grow too. Because when we disconnect from this and connect with this, we reconnect with each other and build family memories we will carry with us forever. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. It's easy. Just put in your zip code to find family-friendly outdoor destinations near you. You'll also find guides to free activities, games, and amazing forest facts. Give the magic of the outdoors to your kids and reconnect with your family. Find a forest near you at discovertheforest.org. That's discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
The Lugnuts are auctioning off uniforms that were worn throughout this year. All proceeds from the Breast Cancer Awareness Night pink uniforms, which are being auctioned off right now, will benefit Susan G. Komen. Go to MLB.auctions.com. You can find all of those auctions for the Lugnuts. Go to LansingLugnuts.com. You can find the link on our social media. I see Ron Whitmire and Kumar Nambiar and Christian Fernandez and more, Whittlesey and Beller and DiCochea. So place your bids and win one of those great pink uniforms and benefit Susan G. Komen. We begin the second inning, 2-0 Lugnuts. Carson Rudd throws. A. Rubiel Anales takes. And it's called ball one by Jack Wasson, the home plate umpire. W-A-S-O-N. Righty, righty. Here's the pitch from Rudd. Hit in the air by Anales in the infield right side. First baseman Ibarra down the line in a foul ground. Nearly collides with Anales as he makes the catch. And if they'd collided, I don't think Ibarra would have felt it. E6-4-290. Anales fouls out. Carlos Amaya now. Colby Halter on deck. Bottom part of the order. Amaya the number 8 hitter. Righty to righty. First offering. Swing and a miss. Strike one. On the slider down and away. By the way, I'm looking up Jack Wasson, the home plate umpire. Graduate of the Harry Wendelstedt Umpire School. Modesto, California. First year in the Midwest League. I believe he was transferred over from the Northwest League. The 0-1 is waved at and missed. Nothing and two. This was the first year that they did this. Was at about the midway point. There are a number of different high A leagues, right? Including the Midwest League and the Northwest League. And they took umpiring crews. And they said, all right, head out to that other high A circuit. 0-2. A ground ball stroked towards short. Picked up by Arroyo. Throws to first. Out number two. Carlos Amaya dispatched. Bring up Colby Halter. Stands to reason. There are two different AAA leagues. Just keep on cycling those umpires about. Gives them the experience. And also, quite frankly, with six-game series, sometimes a team can say, we've seen enough of you. And that umpire might be thinking on the other side, I've seen enough of you too. Here's Colby Halter batting left. Righty throws. Rudd misses outside. Ball one at 95. First inning, Carson Rudd had a devil of a time. This second, things are looking different. 2-0 Lansing. The deal. Hit in the air. Slicing foul off the left side. Drifting back and into the seats with a high hop up on the concourse. Out to where they do the hand-squeezed lemonade here in Dayton. Meanwhile, a couple of folks jog down the right side toward the Lugnuts pen. I see Mark Adamiak heading down the line. Is that Jose DiCochea? That's C.J. Rodriguez. Halter taps this pitch foul at home. Off speed from Rudd. One ball and two strikes. Colby is right now the everyday second baseman, batting ninth in the order, left-handed batter. And yesterday, he dropped down a beauty of a bunt single before Junior Perez belted a home run. Lugnuts won 3-2. That was in the seventh. Here's the pitch. Halter check swing. It was off the outside corner. No appeal. First baseman Ruben Ibarra took one big step toward the dugout and then quickly looked around to make sure nobody saw him. We saw you, Ruben. Look guilty. 2-2. Strike three called. Halter is down, and now Ibarra runs back to the dugout. First strikeout, Carson Rudd. One nap complete. Lansing 2. Dayton nothing.
The Same House was founded to create greater economic mobility and build stronger communities through social connection. Join us at thesamehouse.org to learn more. The Same House. Same city, worlds apart. Let's bridge the gap.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on. And know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
hey, you got this. Just breathe. Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I
got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
This is Vince Cotroneo, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics, and you're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Lugnuts the early 2-0 lead at Dayton against the Dragons. Hendrick Thompson-Nelson, 6-7-8 batters due up against the Lugnuts righty Mitch Myers. Good to have you along here with me. Myers in the first inning stranded Dragons at first and second following a catcher's interference call and a hit by pitch. He winds and throws to Austin Hendrick, up high ball one. A left-handed batting right fielder, the first-round selection of the Cincinnati Reds 3 years ago. Hendrick is 1-for-16 in the series. Here it comes. There's a strike called. And Mitch Myers. Poor pitch guy. Fastball change. Curve. Slider. That was a changeup. A 1-1. Swing and a miss. And then he follows right up with a fastball at 91 by him. One ball and two strikes on Hendrick. Austin Hendrick out of Oakdale, Pennsylvania. 6 feet tall. Drafted out of high school. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. He expanded on the fastball high and outside. Myers records his first strikeout. Hendrick strikes out for the 164th time this year. This is his 115th game. Justice Thompson steps in. Righty-righty, 2-0 Nuts. Third baseman Schofield Sam hugs the line. And the first offering is sprayed on a line into left field. A base hit. A couple of hops to Batista Jr. Gets it in. First hit of the ball game for Dayton. One out single, Justice Thompson. They didn't have to wait as long as they did yesterday. Dayton started to get a little bit worried. Earlier this year, Dayton was no-hit by the Fort Wayne Tin Caps right here at Day Air Ballpark. Yesterday, the Lugnuts brought a no-hitter, one out into the bottom of the eighth. Matt Nelson, one on, one out. Dayton down 2-0. The deal, swing and a miss, strike one. Nelson was utilized as a pinch hitter yesterday, bottom of the ninth inning. The Dayton Dragons had one on, two out, and Nelson lined a single into left field. That put the tying run in a scoring position. The game-winning run was on. The pitch, Nelson takes, a ball low. But Yeison Sanchez got Hector Rodriguez. Got him to pop out to shortstop. The Lugnuts put their trust in Yeison, and he finished four innings in relief following Gunnar Hoagland. Pickoff, though, over to first base. Tag applied late. Thompson back in. Thompson will run. 10 steals, 3 times caught. 1 ball, 1 strike to Nelson. Hitting just 219 through 88 games. Myers fires. Down and away. You know I love to say that. It just makes sense, right? 2 balls, 1 strike on the Florida State Seminole. 5'11", 209 pounder. Tons of power for Nelson. 18 homers. That's the key stat for him. Hitter's pitch here. He swings and whacks it foul a ways up and down the right side. Down. 2 balls and 2 strikes. He's the number 8 hitter in the order. I remember when Nelson first joined these Dayton Dragons. There was such excitement that he was with them, that he was going to help out their order. He's disappointed. The pitch. Check swing. Strike three calls as the home plate umpire Wasson. He's down watching. Second strikeout for Myers. Nelson, the 35th overall pick 2 years ago. At Florida State in 2021, he hit 23 homers. Hit 330, slugged 773. It just has not happened for him in the Reds organization. Here's Trey Faltini. Righty to righty, two outs. Flies the first pitch foul to the right, strike one. Faltini yesterday broke an 0-for-27 slump with a double out to right field in the bottom of the ninth inning. The bottom of the eighth inning. And on that double, Hector Rodriguez was thrown out trying to score from second base. He read it poorly, read it late, tried to come in. Lugnuts cut him down. CJ Rodriguez the tag. The pitch. Fastball for a called strike in the outside corner. Lugnuts 2, Dayton nothing in the bottom of the second inning from Dayton, Ohio. Just as Thompson leads away from first base, held on by Malone. Short lead for the moment. Thompson is long and lanky at 6'4". The pitch. Faltini takes it high. Trey Faltini for the year. His batting average is now 111 with that double yesterday in the ninth. He's 15 for 135, 74 strikeouts. He swings and fouls this pitch away to the right. Stays 1-2. Fine defensive player. We've seen him at shortstop. Today he's playing third base. Drafted for his defense. Seventh rounder last year. But you need to hit a little. And he's not really hitting even a little. Dayton is hoping that that double will get him moving the right way. Pickoff though by Myers. Tag late. Thompson safe. Balk called on Myers. Second balk spotted by Wasson. And Jack Wasson was gesturing at his right knee. Wow. So Myers commits his fourth balk of the year in the first inning. His fifth balk of the year here in the second inning. Thompson in the scoring position, Lansing up 2-0. 1-2 pitch, on its way. Check swing. The home plate umpire Wasson says he went. That's strike three. Faltini doesn't like it. Here comes Brian LaHare to take up his cause. That, by Jack Wasson, ends the bottom of the second inning. And Mitch Myers strikes at the side. So we're going to the third. I'll have trivia coming up for you. And the Lugnuts remain in the lead, 2-0 in Dayton.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equals healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Colby Thomas is the two-run double. Mitch Myers just struck out the side. And the Lugnuts are rolling into the top of the third inning with a 2-0 lead. I'll do trivia here. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. First, though, Junior Perez in the top of the order against Carson Rudd. Righty fires to righty. Pop foul back over our heads to our left. Strike one. Junior lined out on a broken bat his first time up against Rudd. And it came on a 3-2 pitch leading off the ballgame. Jacob Wilson is on deck, and then Danny Bautista Jr. He brought a deep breath, then he brings it. It's bunt, and Schoen pulled back. Strike two called by the home plate umpire Wasson. Those next two hitters, Wilson and Bautista Jr., They were doubled in by Colby Thomas in the first inning for the game's only runs. Nothing and two is the count on Junior. Rudd sets, throws. Slider down and away. Ball one. On the outfield, center fielder Thompson, maybe a step or so to right center, not much. Second baseman Jorge shaded up the middle to his right. Rudd agrees to a sign. Leg kick in the pitch. Head in the air out to center field. Just as Thompson backs up, still backing up. He stops. He walks to his left for the catch. One center fielder flies out to the other. What a way for Jacob Wilson. Your trivia question here today involves the fact that Kinza Bad is in attendance. I might be mispronouncing her name. Kinza, K-I-N-Z-A, Bad, B-A-A-D. Kinza Bad works for the Pittsburgh Pirates. She's a female scout. The pitch to Wilson. Down and away, ball one. Softball standout for the University of Virginia. Attended scouting school. The Pirates recognized her talent, her baseball acumen. She's very young. She's very good. Here's the 1-0. Swing and a miss by Wilson. One ball and one strike. So she's here scouting these teams. And so that brings up this question. Can you name the first female Major League Baseball scout? Bonus points if you can name which team she worked for. Jay Goldstrass at LansingLugNuts.com. Wilson swings and misses a slider low and away. One ball and two strikes. If you recall, Wilson went down in the first inning, strike one, strike two against Carson Rudd, and then he started hitting tanks that he pulled foul. And Rudd eventually just walked him. 1-2 pitch here. Fought off the hand, slicing over first, but foul toward the Lugnuts pen. It was an 11-pitch walk for Jacob the first time up. Four pitches in so far here. One out, nobody on, top of the third. And the Lugnuts are in the lead, 2-0. Carson Rudd lets it fly. Swinging a foul tip straight back. Wilson probably chased ball two there. That was a 95-mile-an-hour fastball that was up above his shoulders. I remember working with a baseball broadcaster would say anytime a batter chased one up, he'd say, forget a baseball bat and use a boat oar. And I still have no idea what that means, but it sounds great. Try the 1-2 again. Slider chopped over the pitcher towards short. Arroyo grabs, transfers, and fakes the throw over to first base. Not in time. I thought Arroyo might bluff that and put it in his pocket. He did peg over to Ruben Ibarra, and Jacob Wilson beats it out. Infield single, Jacob Wilson. He's on base for a second time. Now Danny Bautista Jr. Line to single his first time up. Righty to righty. One on, one gone. 2-0 Lugnuts. And Danny takes a called strike on the outside corner. Third hit of the game against Carson Rudd. Wilson with great speed, stretching it out at first base, held on by Ibarra. Pitch on its way. Swing and a miss. Bautista Jr. going for that slider down and away. I would say that's a tip of the cap to Carson Rudd, that this second time through the order that slider is tempting guys like Wilson and Bautista Jr., two batters who take pride in not striking out all that often. Black Sox pulled up high for both of them as Bautista Jr. gets time called at home plate. Let me correct myself. The runner at first, Wilson, he's got his Black Sox pulled up. He has pulled off his glove on his left hand and is shaking his left hand out. Danny Bautista Jr. wears stirrups. Carson Rudd delivers. Check swing, went too far on the fastball up and in. Strike three. Second strikeout, Rudd. Two outs. And now the man responsible for this afternoon's offense. That's Colby Thomas. Thomas fell behind in the count. And on a 1-2 pitch, he drilled a two-run double. Pickoff over, Wilson sprawls back in. Hope that left hand is okay. He still used his right hand to slap at that left hand. Now back into his lead. First offering. Off speed breaks across the inside corner. Strike called. Wind blowing across the field from right to left. Here's the pitch. Fouled off into the screen. Nothing and two. The American flag is hanging above the berm in right field. There's a grassy berm that stretches out from right center all the way toward right. It is not that thick. It's a thin strip of grass. The folks are picnicking. Pickoff throw over to first base. Tag applied too late. Second tag by Ibarra. Jacob Wilson still on the base. And the American flag is hanging about midway up above the concourse. To the left, the flag for the state of Ohio. Wilson runs. The pitch outside. Throw down to second base. The tag in time. Wilson's out. Craig Conklin's going to argue this one. Boy, the second baseman, Carlos Jorge, took it in front of the bag. I'm not sure he ever tagged him. Carlos Jorge was so far in front of the base right there. And Jacob Wilson is into the bag, feet first, and I think he might have missed him by a couple of feet. But the bases umpire, Trevor Patience, calls Wilson out. And that does it. Let's go to the bottom of the third inning. Lansing Lugnuts have a 2-0 lead over the Dayton Dragons from the Gem City.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Email sent in. Hello to Marsha Bullard. Hello, Leanne Cook. Jake Oldstrass at LansingLugnuts.com. Keeping us company on this Sunday afternoon from Dayton, Ohio. Lugnuts 2, Dragons nothing. Series finale. Right-hander Mitch Myers deals. Edwin Arroyo lands the first pitch, base hit into left field to the right of the third baseman, Schofield Sam. Arroyo's around first. Hangs tight right there. Batista Jr. quickly upon it to fire it in. Lead-off first pitch single for the Dayton Dragons leadoff hitter. So it brings up Carlos Jorge, number three hitter, Cade Hunter's on deck. Second base hit so far allowed by Mitch Myers. Double play ball would erase him. Myers adept at that. Deals. Strike called. 89 miles an hour on the Myers fastball. Hit his spot, knee height, outside corner. Jorge lined out to right field his first time. Myers deals, down low. It was a cat and mouse game when Arroyo reached in the first inning on the catcher's interference. Myers eventually balked him to second base and stranded him there.
Third baseman Schofield Sam way off his line. Shortstop Wilson in towards second to his left. The pitch hit high in the air out towards center fielder Perez. Backs up. He waits. Now it comes down out of the sky into his glove. Out number one. Arroyo back to first base. Jorge flies out. And Cade Hunter steps in. There's a tiny little baby up here, right in front of us. Very, very new. Taking in that baby's first Dragons game. Cade Hunter, left-handed batter. Roddy throws. Up and away, ball one. For everybody who takes in their first Dragons game, they give you an official certificate. I do not believe that it's notarized, but it wouldn't surprise me if it was. One on, one out. 2-0 Lugnuts the lead. Arroyo, great speed at first. The pitch. Myers deals in a called strike. Sinking fastball. Ball and a strike on the Virginia Tech Hokie, Cade Hunter. Myers sets, throws. Arroyo runs. Pitch fouled off at home plate. Strike two. That one, Arroyo went sliding head first into second. Sorry. Back to first, he slowly walks. The Lugnuts and Dayton Dragons wrapping up the season series here today. Now here's the thing about the season series. The Lugnuts dropped 4 out of 6 in Lansing, Michigan to Dayton in May. Lost the first two of the series. The pitch, inside. 2-2 on Hunter. So at one point, Dayton was 6-2 against the Lugnuts this year. But Lansing has won each of the last three. And so a victory here today, and these two teams will have split the home-and-home 12-game season series, 6 apiece. The pitch, a bouncing ball foul right side. 2 balls, 2 strikes, it stays. The Lugnuts record against the rest of the teams in the Midwest League, at times frustrating, at times encouraging. The team that the Lugnuts struggled with the most, no surprise, it's the team with the best record in the circuit, the Cedar Rapids Colonels at 3-9. But the team that has been the best in the East all year, the Great Lakes Loons, the Lugnuts went 12-9 against. The pitch, fouled up and away, left side. 2-2 to Hunter. 21 games between the Lugnuts and the Great Lakes Loons. And the Nuts won 12 of those, frustrating Great Lakes. On the other hand, Fort Wayne had not been playing the best baseball this year, and the Lugnuts went 5-7 against the Tin Caps, losing 4 out of 6 in Fort Wayne when the Tin Caps were really scuffling. Myers throws. Arroyo starts and stops. The pitch swung at a miss. Strike three. Myers whips Hunter. His fourth strikeout. 2 outs in the bottom of the third inning. Lansing went 3-3 against Peoria, 3-3 against Wisconsin, 3-2 against South Bend, 7-5 against Quad Cities. And there are 2 more season series yet to be wrapped up. The Lugnuts are right now 6-9 against West Michigan. They host the Whitecaps for 6 starting Tuesday. The pitch to Jack Rogers. Fouled straight back. Strike 1. Score right now. Lansing 2. Dayton nothing. Bottom of the third inning. 2 outs. And Arroyo at first base for the Dragons. Rogers lined out to the left fielder Batista Jr. His first time. And the Lugnuts have 24 meetings this year with Lake County, most of any team. They're currently 8-10. Rogers takes a ball low and away. That's going to be interesting. The last week of the year. Adam Jackson and I have been using the word spoiler to describe the Lugnuts and how they've been playing. The wins the last 3 days have been spoiling Dayton's hopes for making a playoff push. Just crushing them. A 1-1 toss. A chopper hit towards second. Halter charges in, accepts the short hop. The throw to first retires the side. And here again, 3 innings complete. The Lugnuts are leading in Dayton 2-0, looking for a 4th straight win in this series. Mitch Myers is looking good.
If a natural disaster comes knocking, how prepared is your family? You can't just close the door on earthquakes, floods, or hurricanes and hope they go away. That's why it's important to make a plan now. Ready.gov/plan has the tools and tips you need to prepare your family for an emergency. So if disaster shows up at your doorstep, you'll be ready. Visit ready.gov/plan and make a plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
A friend told me she was being abused. I told her we should tell someone. She told me no and said that if I ever told anyone, I would lose her as a friend. I can't lose her friendship, but I was scared that if I said nothing, I would lose her to the abuse. I made a decision to submit a tip to OK to Say. I took the risk of losing my friend, but helping keep her safe was more important in the long run. If you know someone who's being abused and you want to talk but you're scared, that's okay. You can text OK to Say. That's 652729. All tipsters' identities are confidential.
As we enter the fourth inning, we'll do some today in Lugnuts history here. From Dayer Ballpark, Lugnuts 2, Dragons nada. Carson Rudd, a tough first inning. Kobe Thomas made it that way. Round 2. Righty to righty, the pitch to Thomas. Check swing roller, foul up the first base side. Strike 1. 2-run double in the first inning for Colby. Knocked in Jacob Wilson and Danny Bautista Jr. That right now has supplied the game's only runs. The first base coach, Luis Baez, went to throw that ball into the dugout, and things went wrong. Rudd's pitch, swing and a miss. Good off speed. Strike 2. Threw it off the roof of the dugout, and then it started pinballing around dangerously. Immediately, Luis Baez started windmilling out the right arm as if to say, I'm not stretched up. Did some leg lifts. Yeah, that was the problem. He did not adequately stretch before trying to underhand that ball to the Lugnuts. 0-2 pitch to Thomas. Swinging a slow chopper up the third base side. And fortunately for Dayton, it rolls foul. Otherwise, that was going to be an infield single and a second hit. Thomas batting, Malone on deck, TJ Schofield, Sam in the hole. Well, the Lugnuts entering play today, 55-63 for the year. Dayton is 60-59. Now, if I would ask you, that 55-63 record for the Lugnuts, where do you think that ranks amongst the Midwest League? How many teams are the Lugnuts better than? 0-2. Fastball very high. Are you ready with me? Because the answer might surprise you. Then again, it might not. I don't know what your expectations are. You know that Cedar Rapids has played really good baseball. So has Great Lakes. Here's the pitch. Up high again. 2 balls, 2 strikes. The Colonels are 74-45. The Great Lakes Loons are 70-48. They're the Lugnuts 55-63. But if you look in the rest of the West, after Peoria at 63-56, they'll likely make the playoffs here in the second half. The Lugnuts are better than everybody else. Thomas takes ball 3 down and away. Quad Cities is 52-67. South Bend is 51-66. Wisconsin is 51-66. And Beloit, whom the Lugnuts did not face this year, is 51-67. A payoff. Hit in the air by Colby out to shallow right. Second baseman Jorge out. Hendrick is in. It's Jorge who makes the catch. Pop out to second for out number 1. Brendan Malone steps in. Meanwhile, the Lugnuts are behind Lake County in the East Division. However, in the East Division, every other team is at 500 or better, and those have been the teams that the Lugnuts have faced primarily. East has simply been stacked this year. The pitch to Malone, slider, strike called outside corner. One out, nobody on in the top of the fourth, and Lansing is up 2-0 over Dayton. Dayton is 60-59, a game of above 500, Lake County 58-58. And a 1 pitch from Carson Rudd. Slider, strike 2 called outside corner. Then Fort Wayne 61-58 and West Michigan 62. and 55. And I think that's worth keeping in mind, is the better competition, the better teams have been in the East this year. And 0-2 on its way. Run off bounce to the right side. Now, that said, let's say you're trying to handicap which team is going to win the Midwest League Championship Series. Right now, I would say that the favorite has to be in the West. Cedar Rapids has been so good throughout the year that they're probably the number one favorite. But then you look at what Peoria has been doing to West Michigan in their series. 0-2. Bounce straight back. Currently here in the second half, West Michigan is leading the East Division. If the season were to end today, thank goodness it doesn't. We love baseball. We want it to continue. But if it were to end today, they'd be in. They would take on Great Lakes in the postseason. West Michigan would be favored. Peoria, should the season end today, they would win the second half West. And Peoria has dominated the West Michigan Whitecaps bullpen all week. Rallied past them again in one yesterday. 0-2 pitch. Outside. One ball, two strikes. Rudd against Malone. Rudd started to go into the strikeout strut. So maybe the top two teams currently reside in the West, in Peoria and Cedar Rapids. But overall, the East has been awesome this year. A 1-2 fouled off into the netting. And even if you just look at these Lansing and Dayton teams on paper, you can see so much major league talent. We began it by pointing out all of the teenagers on this Dayton squad. Edwin Arroyo, the shortstop, the number three prospect in the Reds organization, saw the great 19-year-old Chase Petty yesterday. 1-2. That's hit on the line. Foul. Hooked off the catcher in the Dayton bullpen. And my goodness, there's a guardian angel over there whose job it is to protect the catcher, and he didn't. And the catcher is shaken up. He is utterly helpless. All of his armor is to his front, facing the pitcher who's warming up. His back is to the field, and Brendan Malone just stung him with a liner. And I hope that pitcher is supposed to protect him, buys him a full dinner and more. 1-2. Low and away. Two balls, two strikes. Oh. And the guardian angel is just standing there watching. I ask you, what is the maximum fine in Kangaroo Court? Something needs to be done. 2-2. Malone fouls it straight back. That's a $25 fine. That poor Dayton catcher. It's Hayden Jones, who's the bullpen catcher for the Dayton Dragons. The native of Fort Wayne, Indiana. Grew up going to Tin Caps games. Two ball, two strike pitch to Brendan Malone. Strike three called on the outside corner. Ooh. Borderline call. Tough one against Brendan. He's done, gone watching. And Carson Rudd has his third strikeout. And with that, here comes Brian LaHare. So Carson Rudd looks to be done right here. Carson Rudd, 78 pitches, 54 strikes, through 3 2/3 innings. The Lugnuts wore him down. Overall, you look at his numbers. 3 2/3 innings. 3 hits, 2 runs, 1 walk, 3 strikeouts. But 78 pitches. And he is out. Pitch count shortens his outing here today. Dayton goes to the bullpen. I believe that Braxton Roxby is the new pitcher in. And it is Roxby. Braxton Roxby is the master of the slider. Whenever we've seen him in the past, he throws very, very, very through a few fastballs and just goes slider, 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 slider. Like he's working in a restaurant, serves them up as the appetizer on the main course. Well, at the top of the fourth inning, he enters, two outs, nobody on. He'll take on TJ Schofield Sam. Lugnuts lead 2-0. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. I promised you in this top half of the fourth inning that we would do today in Lugnuts history. And we shall. So you remember I was going through all of those one-loss records for everybody in the Midwest League. And the Cedar Rapids Colonels are leading the league when it comes to wins. They have 74 right now. Today in Lugnuts history, It was August the 27th, 2012. The Lugnuts won their 79th game. That Lugnuts team finished the season with 82 victories. That set the franchise record. Lugnuts beat the Fort Wayne Tin Caps 5-1. That starting rotation had Anthony DeScafani and Aaron Sanchez and Noah Syndergaard, Justin Nicolino, David Rollins, who saw major league time, Carlos Perez, the catcher, Kevin Pillar, John Birdie, Andy Burns. What a fun team. 82 wins that year. We're ready. Braxton Roxby to TJ Schofield Sam. Righty deals to lefty. How about a first pitch slider for a called strike one? I was not kidding you. Schofield Sam was robbed his first time up. Diving play by second baseman Jorge to his right on a scalded grounder. Schofield Sam, great power from the left side. Pitch on its way. A slider yanked on a line foul. Way down the right side. That baseball might be across the street by now. Nothing in two. Through 33 appearances this year, Roxby has worked 50 innings. He has struck out 61, only walked 18, league batting 191. Two-strike pitch, fastball outside at 96 here on the gun. You see that and you go, you sure you don't want to throw your fastball more often? And Roxby would say, nah, I'm good. One ball and two strikes. Let's it fly. Swing and a miss. Fastball strikes out TJ Schofield Sam. Fastball away at 96. Top of the fourth inning has come. It is gone. Two pitchers combined for a perfect frame. It's 2-0 Lugnuts through 3.5 from Dayton, Ohio.
What's up? This is Will I Am. I'm joining Stand Up to Cancer and Providence Health System to let you know, if you're 45 and older, go get a colon cancer screening right now. Ask your doctor or go to providence.org/colon cancer to determine which screening option is right for you.
Do you worry about how much someone drinks?
Do you feel angry or depressed most of the time? Do you feel neglected or unloved?
Do you feel you attract people who tend to be compulsive or abusive?
Do you have money problems because of someone else's drinking?
Are you afraid or embarrassed to bring your friends home?
Do you feel that if the drinker loved you, she or he would stop drinking?
If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are not alone.
More than half of all adults have a family history of alcoholism.
Not everyone trapped by alcohol is an alcoholic.
Families and friends are suffering too.
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Call 1-866-200-0223 or visit alanon.org/help.
Hi, this is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
Colby Thomas's two-run double in the first inning is standing up right now. 2-0 Lugnuts, last of the fourth. Ruben Ibarra takes a called strike from Mitchell Myers. Lugnuts starting pitcher Mitchell Hilliard Myers. Born on Wednesday, January the 8th, 1999, out of Lynette, Alabama. Deals. Strike two called on the outside corner. Slider looking good. Myers has struck out four through three scoreless innings. He's only allowed two hits. They've both been singles, and he scattered them. One in the second to Justice Thompson, one in the third to Edwin Arroyo. Ibarra, Hendrick, and Thompson here, 5-6-7. Pitch is on its way. Just off the outside corner with that slider. Mitch told me that at one point he was working with a sweeping slider, and he changed it to more of that short, sharp motion at the end. 1-2. A chopper hit toward third. Schofield Sam waits back on it. He's got time. He throws across, and he pulls Malone off the bag. He took too much time. Poor throw, Schofield Sam. Ibarra reaches. He just waited and he waited, and there was zero mustard on that throw. Sometimes a throw needs some mustard. For TJ Schofield, Sam, that's his sixth error. And Ruben Ibarra is on to open up the bottom of the fourth inning. Austin Hendrick is 0-1 with a swinging strikeout his first time up. Second error charged to the Lugnuts. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike one. Like he was around too soon on a 92-mile-an-hour fastball. The swing of Hendrick on that pitch made it look like a changeup. And that was not a changeup. Left-handed batter with power. Here it comes. And it's low. One ball, one strike. August 27th in Lugnuts history. Let's go to 2014 here in Dayton. The pitch. Pop foul, back and out of play. Strike two for Hendrick. It was called fifth third field then. Now it's Day Air Credit Union Ballpark. The second and third Dragons batters of the ballgame were Alex Blandino and Robert Ramirez. They were taking on a Lugnuts pitcher by the name of Starlene Suriel. If you remember Starlene, threw a lot of curves. 1-2. Outside from Myers. Starlene Suriel was a right-handed junk baller. He looked very young. He pitched on the Lugnuts for a couple of years in a row. And when he was not going well, it didn't go well at all. Swing and a miss by Hendrick. When Hendrick's not going well, there are strikeouts. And Myers whips him for a second time. One down in the fourth inning. Well, Starlene Suriel allowed those home runs to Blandino and Ramirez. Those would be not just the last Dragons runs of the game. Those would be the last Dragons hits of the game. And Jason Leblebichian's homer in the ninth inning gave the Lugnuts a 3-2 win. The Lugnuts swept the Dragons three straight. Here's the pitch. Justice Thompson takes ball one up and inside. Can you imagine? Home runs to the second and the third batters, and those the last hits in the ball game for Dayton. They lost 3-2. Starlene Suriel found his groove. Today in Lugnuts history, 2014. Thompson takes a called strike in the outside corner. That short, sharp slider from Myers. One ball, one strike on a man who has half of the Dragons' two base hits. Singled out to left field in the second inning. 2-0 Lugnuts. Pitch on its way. That smacked to the left side for another base hit. Third baseman Schofield's hand couldn't get to his left in time. Batista Jr. plays it in. Ibarra up to second base on another Thompson single. There comes Matt Nelson. Nelson struck out looking his first time up. Righty, righty. Myers throws. Low, ball one. In the first inning, the Dragons had runners at first and second and one out, and Myers got through Rogers and Ibarra to strand them. Myers stranded Thompson at second base to end the second. Stranded Arroyo at first base to end the third. Deals. Ground ball base hit left side by Nelson. Ground third base Ibarra held up there. Just not too much foot speed. Batista Jr.'s throw from left comes all the way over the leaping third baseman Schofield Sam to the catcher Amaya. The bases are loaded with Dragons. This is their finest threat of the game. Nelson at first following his single. Thompson at second. Ibarra at third. Only one man out for Trey Faltini. And pitching coach Don Schulze is out for a visit. Now you know Myers being a great ground ball pitcher. He gets a grounder here to the right spot. He'll be out of this jam. Faltini also seriously scuffling. Struck out his first time. But then you've got the top of the order looming. And the dangerous Edwin Arroyo. So there's trouble lurking here on the horizon. Well, I have a moment looking ahead to the upcoming homestand for the Lansing Lugnuts. Lugnuts, and the West Michigan Whitecaps. And it all gets underway this Tuesday, coming up in 2 days, August 29th, 7.05 p.m. Gates open at 6 for Tacos and Tallboys, $4 tacos, $4 cervezas. White Claws and Paws on Wednesday at 7.05. Bring your dog, White Claws Special. And then Thursday is, of course, like Thirsty Thursday, the last of the year, 7.05 p.m., $2 domestic, $5 craft. LansingLugnuts.com for tickets. The pitch. Trey Faltini takes a slider low and away. One ball, no strikes. The very last Copa game. The Lansing Locos in action. Friday, September the 1st, 7.05. Locos against West Michigan. Base is loaded. One out. The pitch. Fouled off into the screen. One ball, one strike on Faltini. The Lugnuts 2, the Dragons nothing. A Dayton runner at every single base. One away. Right-hander against right-hander. Faltini against Myers. Two more games to talk about on that upcoming homestand. A week from yesterday, the Saturday. A week from today, the Sunday. But first, the pitch. Up high and outside. Myers has fallen behind. Two balls, one strike. That Saturday is Fan Appreciation Night. 7.05 p.m. Saturday night, September the 2nd. And then lastly, Accessibility Day, Sunday, September the 3rd. The last Capital City Market Kids Day at 1.05. Myers throws. Slider cued foul off the end of the bat. Off the railing of the dugout, I noticed the head athletic trainer, Eric Fast, didn't make a motion. Just standing there looking dapper in his red polo at his shades. Two balls, two strikes on Trey Faltini. Highly vulnerable to strikeouts. Ibarra at third, Thompson at second, Nelson at first. The pitch, swing and a miss. Myers blows them away with a fastball up. He climbs the ladder. He sits down Faltini. Six strikeouts from Mitch Myers. Two down to the bottom of the fourth inning. And if he can get Edwin Arroyo, he'll be through four scoreless. Just in case, the southpaw from USC, John Beller, is warming up in the pen. Ibarra, Thompson, Nelson, the runners. The deal. Popped up, foul, towering back, leaves the field of play. Into the upper deck. As a family of four that didn't even budge as that ball dropped right into them. And one of that family showed everybody, we got the ball. I'd like to see a little bit of effort. 2-0 Lansing leads. Myers goes full windup in the pitch. Laced out to right center field. Junior Perez over to his left. He's there. He's got it. And Myers has stranded them loaded. Two base hits and an error in the bottom of the fourth inning, but still no runs for the Dragons. Onward to the fifth. Lugnuts lead 2-0 at Day Air Ballpark.
I found hope in the midst of an overwhelming situation.
I let go of trying to control things that I had no control over, and that helped me find peace of mind.
Alcoholism is a disease that can affect any family. Everyone suffers, but there is help and hope at Al-Anon Family Groups.
I was constantly stressed and worried. Now I approach each day with joy and gratitude.
In Al-Anon, families and friends of alcoholics find new ways to heal from the effects of a loved one's drinking.
Al-Anon gave me my life back. I'm a better father and husband.
Are you in an overwhelming situation because of someone else's drinking?
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Local and virtual meetings are available. Maybe one could work for you. For information, call 1-866-200-0033. Or visit alanon.org/hope.
Hi, this is Russ Langer, voice of the Las Vegas Aviators. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now back to the ballpark. Alongside Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Mitch Myers got into trouble. Mitch Myers got out of trouble in the fourth inning. He left him loaded. He sends us to the fifth. Lugnuts 2, Dragons nada. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. 7-8-9 here against the right-handed reliever, Braxton Roxby. Arebiel Adelaez first up, first pitch. Inside ball one, 95 on the fastball. Roxby entered out of the pen, and he struck out T.J. Schofield-Sam to end the top of the fourth inning in relief of Carson Rudd. He deals. That fastball, too, rides up and inside. Braxton Roxby out of Winbur, Pennsylvania, 24 years of age, undrafted free agent in 2020, the pandemic year, same as the starter Carson Rudd. 2-0 is coming. Inside again. He keeps on missing, arm side to Angeles. Three balls, no strikes. Roxby was signed out of Pittsburgh, Johnstown. The University of Pittsburgh at Johnstown. There are not a lot of pro ball players out of there. His 3-0. Angeles takes a slider for a called strike. You see, once he went to 3-0, he went to his favorite pitch. Now, I don't know about that call, but it's 3-1. All right, I found for you all of the professional baseball players out of Pittsburgh Johnstown as Angeles takes a called strike, too. Here we go. Let's see. Tony Joseph was the first. Played from 1959 through 1962 with the Tigers. Kevin Smay, Eric Dinyar, Benjamin Watkins, Caleb Fleck. There's a swing and a high pop-up, but foul down the left side, out of the field of play. Braxton Roxby was the next, the most recent. And then Dylan Broderick. And as a matter of fact, it appears that these have been the glory years for Pittsburgh Johnstown, considering Hyde, Roxby, and Broderick, I believe, were all teammates together. Dylan Hyde was drafted 2 years ago. Check swing. Foul. Did it go off the bat or off the hands? Dayton is playing like it went off the bat, but hey, Arebiel Adelaez is in a great deal of pain. The home plate umpire Watson awards him first base, and Arebiel is down to the right of the circle. Brian LaHare is going to come out to argue, at the very least, ask for an umpire's conference. Oh, hey, Arebiel Adelaez. That arm is limp. It is limp. Eric Fast is on his right shoulder. Luis Baez on his left shoulder. And I think it caught him right on the right wrist. Flush on the wrist. Oh, no. Maybe even the underside of the left of the hand. Goodness. So we're talking about that wrist, the hand area, the bottom part of it that faces the pitcher, especially as you bring the knob of the bat out on a check swing, and it caught it flush. It's the right call from the home plate umpire, Jack Wasson. And you know, the problem is, you can understand Dayton playing the ball because it made such a loud sound. And that's what makes you uncomfortable. That lets you know just how hard it hit. It did not hit any part of the bat. Carlos Amaya is the on-deck hitter. He's right there with Arebiel, too. My goodness. Craig Conklin, Eric Fast, Luis Baez, all around Arebiel Adelaez. We've seen Lugnuts batters in previous years. Think about Jack Winkler and Drew Swift, among others, who took HBPs. That effectively abbreviated their season. So we'll see how things go from here. The Lugnuts bench today. Clark Elliott has not played in a while. He's still active. Arebiel is going to have to leave. Elliott's not available, though. And so you look around. Adelaez DHing, so you can put in who you'd like. You would put in C.J. Rodriguez or Daniel Susak, one of the two catchers who are not playing in this game, with DH. And so your pinch runner is Daniel Susak. So Daniel Susak is in for Arebiel Adelaez. Josh Wainwright has been getting in some work. He's been on the injured list, hoping to return to action maybe even as soon as this coming week. I was talking to Clark Elliott about his timetable for returning, whether this week or the week after that. Anyway, Susak's at first. There's nobody out. 2-0 Lugnuts in the fifth. Braxton Rocks beat a Carlos Amaya. Swing and a miss. Strike one. I have a scouting report on Carlos Amaya, which is, if it's close, he swings. he swings hard. He swings very, very, very hard. The deal. He fouls it back. 0-2. Now, this is not to say that Carlos Amaya does not put the ball into play, because he does. He has 7 hits in 11 games with the Lugnuts, 5 singles, 2 doubles. Just based upon his approach, I do not see him walking anytime soon. 0-2 from Roxby. Slider chopped up the third base side. That ball stays fair. Long throw, Baltini, in time. Amaya is out. Susak up to second on the play. Carlos is unconvinced. Difficult play, Trey Baltini. So now with one out and Susak in scoring position, the lead for the Lugnuts 2-0. Braxton Roxby throws to Colby Halter and steady steps off the rubber. Roxby first appeared for the Dayton Dragons in 2021, made 25 appearances for Dayton, then 19 appearances for Dayton last year. This is his 34th this year. He's making a career of being a Dragon. Fires to Colby Halter. Starts him off with a slider for a called strike one. All told, this is his 78th appearance as a member of the Dragons, and he has worked 106 and two-thirds innings. They did give him a chance to pitch in AA. Did not go all that well. The deal? Drops in for a called strike two. In 2021, Roxby fired in 6 appearances, 6 innings for the Chattanooga Lookouts. He allowed 14 hits and 10 runs. Gave up 2 home runs, 2 walks. Last year, Roxby was hampered by injury, and so his season held to just 22 and a third innings and those 19 relief appearances. Catcher Nelson visiting Roxby on the hill. Colby Halter the batter, with a count of 0-2 against him, struck out looking against the starting pitcher Carson Rudd back in the second. At second base, Daniel Susak. Top of the order, and Junior Perez waiting. Roxby with the sign. Sets high, throws. Fouled off out of the screen. This was how we saw Roxby approach the left-handed hitting TJ Schofield Sam. That is, slider strike one, slider strike two, and then the fastball to try to get him. Lefties do hit much better against Roxby than righties. 235 compared to 155. Tries the 0-2 again. A bouncer foul at home plate. There was a shout out to the field, as if that ball wasn't foul tipped. As if it was simply a swing and a miss that was not caught by Matt Nelson. And quickly the home plate umpire Jack Wasson threw up his hands, said, "Relax everybody, that's not the case. Hang on." Susak at second, the pinch runner for Angeles. Again, an 0-2. High and outside. One ball and two strikes on Colby Halter, who it seems to me is getting his legs beneath him here at the high A level. Figuring out all the different ways that he can help out the ball club. Dropped down that perfect bunt single yesterday. Can he drive in Susak? He takes a called strike three. Backdoor slider. Braxton Roxby started it off the outside corner, drew it right back to the edge. Second Roxby strikeout, second out, top of the fifth inning. Elsewhere in the Midwest League, West Michigan is trailing in Peoria already, 2-0. They're going to the third inning from Dozer Park. Good news for the Dayton Dragons, good news for the Lugnuts. keep on inching up in the standings. Need West Michigan to lose. Rox Peta Jr. Perez takes ball one, sliding low and away. Fort Wayne, meanwhile, losing again at Great Lakes. It's 4-1 Loons. They're in the bottom of the sixth inning. Lake County is leading in Beloit 1-0, bottom of the second. Captains just keep winning. And over in the west, Quad Cities 1, Wisconsin 0, bottom of the third. Cedar Rapids 4, South Bend 0, bottom of the second. That has been a wacky series, Cedar Rapids and South Bend. Roxby's 1-0 to Junior Perez. Slider called a strike in the outside corner. Yesterday, Cedar Rapids scored 4 in the first, 5 in the second, 3 in the third, went on to win the ballgame 14-5 over the Cubs. Day before that, the Cubs scored 18 on 20 hits, won the game 18-2. The pitch, swing and a miss, slider down and away. 5 in the first, 2 in the second, 2 in the third, 2 in the fourth, 4 in the sixth, 3 in the seventh. So not too much pitching going on from Four Winds Field. Oh, by the way, the day before that, Cedar Rapids won 14-8. They've had some wild games in South Bend. Here it's 2-0 Lugnuts. Top of the fifth. Two outs. Susak at second. A 1-2 pitch for Perez. Check swing. It was high. On appeal, didn't go. Denied by the bases umpire, Patience. 2-2 on Junior. And the first inning, Colby Thomas hit a two-run double. That's been it for the scoring. What great pitching we have seen throughout this series. The Lugnuts have won each of the last three nights, 3-2. Looking to wrap things up today. Roxby steps off the rubber. These two teams have scored an identical amount of runs, 18-18 in this series coming in. Lugnuts have broken that tie with their two runs in the first inning. And Dayton's offense is getting blanked. Can the Lugnuts add to it? A 2-2 pitch to Junior. On its way. Strike three called. Fastball froze him at the letters. Susak stranded at second base. Halfway to the house, going to the bottom of the fifth inning. The Lugnuts are up 2-0 over the Dayton Dragons.
Our excellence is shining. Yet, so many of us are dying. Colon cancer is silently killing our people, our friends, and family. So screen, we must. We do this for all of us. The health revolution must begin. From diagnosis to death rates, colon cancer can no longer win. Ravaging Black communities, colon screenings are a must. They're recommended for those 45 and up to pinpoint and treat the signs. If detected early, colon cancer is treatable, 91% beatable. It's on us to stand up to cancer once and for all.
What's up? This is Will I Am, and I'm joining Stand Up to Cancer and Providence Health System to let you know that colon cancer affects the Black community at a higher rate. But there's hope. Getting screened for colon cancer can save your life. To learn about your screening options, including easy-to-use at-home tests, ask your doctor or go to providence.org/colon cancer to determine which screening option is right for you.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Adam Jaxa. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Lansing is leading 2-0 onward to the bottom of the fifth inning from Dayton, Ohio. I am Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Adam Jaxa will rejoin me back in Michigan State Capitol on Tuesday. Lugnuts and West Michigan Whitecaps, final homestand of the year. Carlos Jorge, Kate Hunter, Jack Rogers due up. First pitch from Mitch Myers. Drops in the breaking ball for a called strike one. Jorge is 0 for 2. Lined out to right, flied out to center. Left-handed batter, open stance. The pitch, that's smacked to the right side, a base hit in the right field. He's on. Colby Thomas picks it up, lobs into Colby Halter. It is the fifth hit allowed today by Myers. Leadoff single for Jorge. All five hits have been singles. Now Cade Hunter, 0-for-1, hit by a pitch in the first inning and stranded. Struck out swinging in the third inning. Dayton has left seven runners on the bases through the first four innings against Myers. Right-handed pitcher tosses. Left-handed batter swings and misses. Straight changeup for a called first strike one. More action in the Dayton Dragons pen. Javian Sandridge back up and warming. He was warming up first in the first inning. Nobody's warming up right now for the Lugnuts as Hunter pops this pitch foul left side. No balls, two strikes. John Beller was warming up earlier. My anticipation is it will be Beller again when it's time for Myers to have his outing be over and done with. But we're not there yet. Unofficially 71 pitches for the Pitt Panther. 0-2. Hunter swings and smokes it out to right field. Base hit, one hop to Thomas. Colby gets it in. Taking the turn, Jorge on his way for third base. The throw is late. Back-to-back singles for the Dragons and their runners at the corners. Hunter at first and Jorge at third. Nobody out. Myers is right back in trouble. Lugnuts leading 2-0. That lead is in jeopardy. Here's Jack Rogers, the cleanup hitter, and a third straight left-handed batter against Myers this frame. Myers sets at the belt. Leg kick on the pitch. Bouncer foul at home plate, squibbing off of his foot, rolling off toward the bat boy right side. Back on May the 4th, game two of a doubleheader, Myers took on these Dayton Dragons, and he went six innings. He allowed only three runs. He struck out five. All right, now four innings plus two batters, scoreless. Here to the fifth, he deals. And he missed off the outside corner, though Amaya, the catcher, liked the looks of that one. In the Lugnuts bullpen right now, it's Brock Whittlesey who's warming up. I feel like Whittlesey has been old reliable for Don Schulze and the Lugnuts. Hang on. Time called. Ball got away from the Lugnuts pen. That whenever there's any kind of issue in any inning, and here comes another one that got away. Bullpen catcher C.J. Rodriguez, and he's missed a couple in a row. Those baseballs have gone scooting in front of the Lugnuts dugout. 1-1 pitch on its way. Swing and a foul tip hung on to by catcher Amaya. One ball and two strikes. What a big spot this is. Myers twice has gotten Rogers. Once to left on the lineout. Once to second on a groundout. Not so jolly, Rogers. Target away. 1-2. Off speed down. Two balls, two strikes. Jorge at third. Great speed. Third baseman Schofield, Sam close. Shortstop Wilson is up the middle with the left-handed batter waiting. Pitch on its way. Up and inside. Turned him away. Count is full. Myers has not walked a batter in this game. If he walked Rogers, it would load the bases for Ruben Ibarra. 3-2. Ground ball foul right side. Guardian Angel for the Lugnuts bullpen, Hunter Bro. Making sure that C.J. Rodriguez and Brock Whittlesey are safe. Myers straightens with his sign. 3-2 pitch again. Runner moves from first. It's blooped over third. It falls foul. TJ Schofield, Sam giving chase. Mitch Myers was originally committed to pitch at the University of Alabama. told me that instability and change within their coaching staff caused him instead to go to Florida Southwestern State. There he was outstanding in 2017-2018. 2017-18, 2018-2019 season, outstanding. Deals the payoff. Swing and a miss. High Cheddar fans Rogers. Strikeout number 7 from Myers. One down to the bottom of the fifth inning. Now Ruben Ibarra. First and third, one gone, 2-0 Lugnuts. Dayton brings up its powerful first baseman. So Myers from the Florida Southwestern State Bucks. It went off to Pitt. Pitched at Pitt and was drafted out of the Panthers program in 2021 12th rounder. Deals. Fouled away right side. Against the 2021 fourth rounder from San Jose State, opposite coast. Ruben Ibarra. Myers' first professional appearance came in 2022, last year. Spent the entire season with Stockton. This year, spending the entire season with Lansing. Moving up the ladder, dealing. Slider popped up, fell, drifting right, out of play. Up into the upper deck. And he's out in front of Ibarra, nothing and two. That's another use of him deftly using his slider away. Ibarra so far against Myers is 0-for-2 with a couple of grounders. One a fielder's choice and one he reached on a throwing error by the third baseman Schofield Sam. Double play ball ends this fifth. Keeps the Lugnuts in the lead. 0-2. Up and inside. Wake up. 92. Perhaps 93 on that fastball. Hunter at first, Jorge at third. They led off this inning with consecutive singles. Rogers struck out. Myers deals the 1-2. Ibarra loops it. Left side. Shortstop Wilson backs up, makes the catch on the grass. Jorge fakes the tag. He's going nowhere. Wilson runs it into the infield. Ibarra pops out to short. And Myers is one out away from finishing 5 scoreless innings. This would be excellence and execution of the highest order for the Lugnut starter. He has gotten in trouble on this Sunday afternoon. He has gotten out of trouble. Jorge at third, Hunter at first. Now 2 outs for Austin Hendrick batting left. First pitch. Hit in the air, left side. Towering fly. Schofield Sam into the pen. Wilson there too. Schofield Sam the catch. A foul out for out number 3. And Mitch Myers strands the Dragons at the corners. They were at first and third with nobody out. They do not come in. The Lugnuts 2-0 lead remains strong. And we're going to the sixth inning from Day Air Ballpark.
What makes essential workers essential?
We build safe roads for you to drive on.
We harvest fresh produce for your families to eat.
We help you heal when you're sick.
We get you where you need to go.
We keep where you work and live clean and safe.
We make sure you get what you need to make your household work.
You're the essential workers who help our nation run. You're in every city, town, and corner of our country, and you come from all over the globe. And you have essential protections under the law. I'm Marty Walsh. The Wage and Hour Division at the Department of Labor helps ensure you receive the essential protections you deserve. If you have questions about your pay or about your job protection during an illness, visit our website or call 866-4-US-WAGE. That's 866-487-9243. We can provide help in more than 200 languages.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Labor.
Mitch Myers, escape artist from Dayton, Ohio. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. 2-0 Lugnuts lead. Javian Sandridge now takes over. The lefty out of the Dayton pen, out of Hagerstown, Maryland. Lugnuts up 2-0. He deals to Jacob Wilson. Wilson takes. Ball one outside. Jacob Wilson against Javian Sandridge. You remember what happened the last time that these two faced off? Give you a hint. First professional home run for Jacob. Lefty deals to righty. Inside corner, strike called. 93 on the gun. That home run by Wilson supplied would prove to be the winning margin. Lugnuts over the Dayton Dragons 3-2. A couple of days ago. Wilson, Batista Jr., and Thomas against the new lefty out of the Dayton pen. 2-3-4 in the sixth. Up 2-0. Here's the pitch. Wilson grounds it. Foul left side. Boy, he was leaning on that slider. He waited. He just couldn't keep it fair. That game flicking right along. I believe that Jacob's father, the National League All-Star Jack, will be in attendance this coming homestand. Chopper pulled left side. Couple of hops to Arroyo. Throws across and got him. There's one down. One shortstop retires the other. I bring up the left fielder, Danny Batista Jr. So two different ways of getting there, right? But Gunnar Hoglund, 5 scoreless innings, 7 strikeouts. Mitch Myers, 5 scoreless innings, 7 strikeouts. I'm just saying. Here's the pitch to Danny Batista Jr. from the lefty Sandridge. Off speed outside, ball one. So let's put this together as the Lugnuts continue to warm up an arm in the pen. But it's not John Beller and it's not Brock Whittlesey. In fact, it's Mark Adamiak who's getting warmed up, and he might be coming on. Lefty deals. Swinging a foul straight back. Do you realize you add in what Myers has done here today to what the Lugnut starters had done entering play today? That would be 30 innings of work, 35 strikeouts, allowing just 17 base hits and 7 runs in those 30 innings. The pitch, outside. So hang on. Bear with me here. Let me do my quick math. That's an ERA of 2.1 for the starting rotation in the series. Pitch on its way. Ground ball foul left side. Jose DiCocheo worked the opener. 5 scoreless innings. James Gonzalez, 5 innings, 1 run. Gunnar Hoglund, 5 scoreless innings. Jake Arland, 6 innings, 2 runs. Jacob Waters, 4 innings. He allowed 4 runs, but only on 2 hits, and he struck out 8. 2-2 pitch. Just a little low. Waters was the pitcher who allowed the majority of the runs. He was also the guy who steamrolled through the first 10 batters and struck out 8. He was marvelous. The deal, down and inside, Batista Jr. walks. And a one-out free pass for the Lugnuts. I did have the chance to ask Jacob Waters, what was working well for you when you were striking out 8 of the first 10 batters, and how did things go wrong? And he said, number one, I was locked in. Just not cognizant of anything going on. No worries, no thoughts, just pitching. And he said, when they started to get to me, I just started to get tired. Colby Thomas, the batter. Runner takes off first pitch. Called the ball. Throw down to second base. Kicks right into Batista Jr. And it bounces to the shortstop. Stolen base of second for Danny Batista Jr. His 19th steal of the year. Colby Thomas, 1-for-2 with a 2-run double in the first inning. Only runs of the game to this point. Dayton's pitchers have only allowed 3 Lugnuts base hits. 2 in the first, 1 in the third. That's it. But they're down 2-0. A ball one offering for Colby. Swinging a foul tip. Hung on to by the catcher, Nelson. 1 ball, 1 strike. Braxton Roxby, 1 1/3. Scoreless, hitless innings out of the pen. He did hit a batter, so it wasn't entirely hitless. Struck out 3. Sandridge throws. Breaking ball down and in, sliding to his left. Nelson smothered it. We got a couple of folks who are stationed up right near the crowd microphone down below to have a conversation. So we're just eavesdropping away, aren't we? A 2-1 pitch. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Colby Thomas sees the count go to 2 balls and 2 strikes. In case you wondered what they talk about at Day Air Ballpark, they talk about the fact that the Dragons have beaten the Lugnuts, or the Dragons have lost to the Lugnuts 3 straight, 3-2 each day. A 2-2 break even. Sandridge to Thomas. Batista Jr. runs. It's high and away. Throw down to third base. Tag. Late. He's in. Back-to-back steals for Batista Jr. Count has run full on Colby Thomas. Danny now has 20 steals this year. He joins A. Rebill Anales and Junior Perez with at least 20 stolen bases. And the Lugnuts have 179 steals this season. Infield drawn in. Payoff pitch coming. Down and in, ball four. Sandridge has walked back-to-back batters. Redden Malone is coming up. I put to you this question. We just saw Danny Batista Jr. steal 2 bags really easily against Javian Sandridge. Do you send Colby Thomas to take second? Pitching coach Todd Naskadoff heads out for a word. You think that one through. Brendan Malone is going to be the batter. He's 0 for 2 with a flyout and a strikeout looking. The Oakland Athletics system entering play today. Let's start at the major league level. Paulie B. Paul Blackburn on the mound. But Paulie B. has allowed 6 hits and 2 walks, 3 runs. And the White Sox are leading the Oakland A's 3-0 today. No hits yet for the A's. They open up that series with a ton of homers in the first 2 games. Triple A Las Vegas later on today will have Zach Godley going to the mound against the Tacoma Rainiers. The Double A Midland Rockhounds are trailing 5-1 to Frisco. Tough start for Ryan Kusick. 5 runs allowed and 4 hits and 4 walks in 2 innings. Caden Trenkel, though, leading off. He's homered. And Midland is down 5-1. Let's see if that home run was leading off the ballgame. Yes, it was, leading off the bottom of the first. First and third, one down. Brendan Malone takes a called strike from the lefty Sandridge. Thomas at first, Batista Jr. at third. What a golden chance for the Lugnuts to add to their 2-0 lead. Dayton has continued to press at the plate offensively and continued to strand runners. Mitch Myers, tremendous. Lefty deals to righty. Throw over to first base by Sandridge. Jumping reception, Ruben Ibarra. No tag applied. Max Muncy, by the way, another hit today already. 1 for 2, hitting .288. Jack Cushing has come in out of the bullpen for Double A Midland. He's enjoying a renaissance as a reliever. Struck out the side his first inning. The pitch. Line drive hook deep down the left field line. That ball's down for a base hit. Rogers over to play. It scores Danny Batista Jr. Thomas scoots into third base as the throw comes in. Malone is on at first with the RBI single. And the lead is 3-0 for the Lugnuts. RBI number 25 for Brendan Malone. Runners still at the corners for TJ Schofield Sam against Sandridge. Lefty lefty matchup. Dayton bullpen quiet, and they just used up the visit from Todd Naskadoff. Here's the pitch. Line drive down the right field line. Foul ball. Brock Whittlesey went leaping for it, the Guardian Angel. And his relievers are giving him heck right now, saying, don't leap for that one. That might have landed fair. That was right down the line. And on into the bullpen. I think they might have been giving him heck for not catching it, too. 0-1 pitch will wait. Pickoff, though, instead. No tag by Ibarra. They have to be careful with that. You know who the runner at third base is? Colby Thomas has some wheels on him. One man out. Pitch on its way. Swing and a miss. Slide piece. No balls, 2 strikes, and Schofield Sam. A ground out and a strikeout today. In this spot, runner at third base, you would just love a fly ball deep enough. Middle infielders look to turn 2. Pickoff, though, number 2 over. And Brendan Malone is not a threat to run, right? Javian Sandridge doesn't think so. Malone has not tried a stolen base attempt with the Lugnuts. Now he lengthens his lead. You bet he does. 0-2. Schofield Sam takes ball one inside. Single A Stockton has Wander Guante going to the mound today against the Fresno Grizzlies. And the Rockies' number 23 prospect, Jake Madden. That's later on tonight. Check around the A system. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Schofield Sam strikes out on a fastball. Got beaten by 95-mile-an-hour heat. Two outs against Sandridge. And now Sandridge against Daniel Susak. Replaced Aribil Anales when Anales was hit by a pitch and removed for precautionary reasons in the fifth inning. Such a shame for Aribil. He had been playing very well as of late. Lefty deals to righty. Susak takes the breaking ball low. Ball one. Catcher Nelson froze. Catcher Nelson thought that that pitch was going to be a strike, and I understand why. But it wasn't. That pitch was called ball one. 3-0 Nuts. Sandridge deals to Susak. Ground ball up the third base side. Foul. Colby Thomas had to dodge it. He had to hop quickly forward toward the field of play so that ball didn't strike him. We are nearly 2 hours into this ball game. Top of the sixth inning. Susak fouls off this pitch. Count is 1-2. Daniel Susak's batting average is an even 300. 108 hits this year. Sandridge sets. Here it comes. Low for ball two. Entering play today, Danny Bautista Jr. and Daniel Susak were tied on the team for the most number of hits, 108. But Bautista singled in the first inning. He's got 109. 2-2 pitch coming. Susak lines it left center. Base hit number 109. Colby Thomas scores. Thompson plays it into short. Malone stops at second on the Susak RBI single. 4-0 Lugnuts. A couple of insurance runs, doubling the lead here in the sixth inning. And now Carlos Amaya steps up against Javian Sandridge. Oh, you know, that means that this game's not going to end 3-2. The last three ended with the Lugnuts winning 3-2. They've scored four. We can't end 3-2. The streak has been broken as the Lugnuts look to extend the winning streak to four. Lefty deals to Carlos Amaya, batting right. Takes ball one, down and in. By the way, for Daniel Susak, RBI number 54 this year. Lefty to righty. Amaya pops it foul. One ball, one strike. The number eight hitter is grounded to shortstop and grounded to third. Zach Maxwell is warming up in the Dayton Dragons pen. 109 base hits for Bautista Jr. and Susak, by the way, ties them with Jacob Marcy of Fort Wayne for second most in the league. Here's the toss. Amaya grounds it left side. Aurora to his right, backhands. Jumps those to second. He got the out. Daniel Susak went in standing. He didn't even try to slide. And that turned into a highlight reel play for Mr. Arroyo at short. Well, as we go to the bottom of the sixth inning, the Lugnuts score two. Two walks began it, and then the two RBI singles, one by Malone and one by Susak. 5.5 complete. 4-0 Lugnuts from Day Air Ballpark.
Over the years, you've brought them into your home. You were prescribed opioids after the C-section. When Dad injured his back. When your basketball star tore his ACL. Opioids helped with the pain, and you held on to them, just in case. But did you know holding on to unused opioids puts your family at risk? Opioids are powerful, pain-reducing prescription medicines. But most people who are prescribed opioids don't finish their prescriptions. So millions of unused opioids are sitting in homes across the country. And tragically, more than 100 Americans die every day from overdoses involving opioids. What can you do to protect your family? Remove the risk of unused opioids from your home. Pills, patches, or syrups in drawers, purses, and cabinets. Anywhere they might be hiding. To find out how to dispose of them properly, visit www.fda.gov/drug disposal.
Debut. Right-hander Mark Adamiak has come out of the Lugnuts pen as we go to the bottom of the sixth inning, and Mitch Meyer's day is complete. He becomes the third Lugnuts starting pitcher of this series after Gunnar Hoglund and Jose DiCochea to shut out the Dayton Dragons through five innings. Marvelous by Mitch Meyer's, especially when you consider that he pitched through adversity. Well, Adamiak, the right-hander, the Arkansas Razorback, lets it fly. On the first pitch, called a strike on the outside corner at 95 to Justice Thompson. Tell you more about Adamiak. First, let's wrap up Mitch Meyer's overall numbers in this game, shall we? Thompson, Nelson, Faltini, 7-8-9. The pitch, outside. One ball and one strike. So Myers will add six base hits through his five scoreless innings. He did not walk a batter. He did hit a batter, and he struck out seven. A 1-1 coming. Swing and a miss. Just going right after him. 93. One ball and two strikes. I asked Mark what his favorite out pitch was, and he told me, watch out for the slider. He also has a cutter and a change. Justice Thompson went 2-for-2 against Myers. Two singles. 1-2 pitch. A ground ball down to first base. Weakly hit. Easy for Malone. That led him right to the bag. And there's at number one. First baseman unassisted. Let's go through some numbers for you. You ready? Mark Adamiak is the 50th Lugnut to take part in a Lugnuts game this season. He is the 921st all-time Lugnut. 190 of those have made the major leagues. That's 20.6%. I crunched the numbers. Fastball fouled off to the right side. Strike one for Matt Nelson. But 50 Lugnuts see action this year. It's an 0-1 from Adamiak, and Nelson takes the ball outside. There's our first off-speed from Mark. That looked like a cutter. So, would you say cutter's off-speed? It's off the 95-mile-an-hour speed, but not really. It's a 1-1. It's outside. Back to 94. Two balls and one strike. Okay, I stand corrected. A cut fastball is not an off-speed pitch. An off-speed pitch is a changeup, a curve, a slider, maybe a knuckleball. You could convince me. Our 2-1 is coming. Swing and a miss. That's the slider. And the count is 2-2. Oh, baby. Matt Nelson found out the hard way. So 50 Lugnuts utilized this year. 921 Lugnuts all time. Mark Adamiak, the latest. Let's it fly. Slider's outside. 3-2. Adamiak joins the Lugnuts right from the Arizona Complex League. Skips right over Stockton. Now, he did get an appearance with Stockton. Last year, he pitched in one game for the Ports. Deals. Sky high, left side. Third baseman Schofield Sam. And the catcher, Amaya, makes the catch. Boy, Schofield Sam looked at that ball go up. He snuck a peek to his left to the shortstop, Wilson. All the while, Amaya knew exactly where it had gone. Anamaya puts away the foul out. Two outs here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Adamiak against Trey Faltini. Mark Adamiak was drafted in the 15th round last year by the Oakland A's out of Arkansas. Fires. Faltini takes ball one outside. Two outs, nobody on. Bottom of the sixth. And the Lugnuts are leading 4-0 over Dayton. Looking for a fourth straight win in the series. A ball one offering. Swing and a miss. Strike one. Adamiak, after he was drafted last year, three appearances, one of those a start in the Arizona Complex League, 2 1/3 innings. And then with Stockton, the one game, 2 innings, struck out 3. Lets it fly. Swing and a miss. Slider. 1-2. Adamiak this year, 12 appearances down in the Arizona Complex League. 12 2/3 innings, 14 strikeouts for him. August the 18th, struck out 5 2 hitless innings against the Arizona Complex League Giants. Most recently, August 22nd, won scoreless against the Angels. Called strike 3 in the outside corner. Finishes a perfect inning against the Dayton Dragons. He realized immediately, too. He went hopping off the mound with a yell. He freezes Faltini. And we go to the 7th. Dragons down to the Lugnuts by a 4-0 score.
Get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Nothing Lugnuts, and we go to the 7th inning. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Oh, this has been fun. First pitch of the top of the 7th inning, Colby Halter fouls it off at home plate. Home plate umpire Jack Wasson checks in with the catcher just to see if Matt Nelson's okay. Nelson stayed down in his crouch. Rattled his cage. Nelson's ready to continue. Let's open up the 7th inning with pitch number 2. The righty Zach Maxwell deals up an inside. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. It is Halter, it is Perez, it is Wilson. 9-1-2 batters in the order against Dayton's fourth pitcher of the game, down 4-0. Bunt shown, pulled back. Halter's out in front, 2 balls and a strike as the pitch missed low. Maxwell takes over for Javian Sandridge, who fired one inning, allowed 2 hits, 2 walks, and 2 runs, struck out 1. Maxwell delivers. Bunch on again, pulled back, and the pitch was high. See, Dayton has this shift on against Colby Halter, and Halter's going to keep laying down the bunt until Trey Faltini comes in and plays closer at third base. Bunted for a single yesterday. 3-1 to Colby. Not showing bunt. Swings away and fouls it off. It is full. Zach Maxwell impressed us earlier this series. This is his second outing against the Lugnuts. The big right-hander out of Georgia Tech with a payoff pitch. Down low for ball four. Ooh, tough take. Just below the knees. Rules Jack Wasson. Do you know what I heard? What I think hurt Maxwell there was the catcher Nelson had such a protracted presentation. Caught it and dragged it up as if he thought he was catching it low. I don't know if that ball was that low. Now, Zach Maxwell's last pitch was at 100 miles an hour. He's a big guy with a belly and a big fastball. Now, this fastball is fouled back into the netting at 99 by Junior Perez. Colby Halter at first base via the base on balls. His first time on today. 4-0 Lugnuts. Righty to righty, Maxwell to Junior. Slider called the strike on the outside corner. That's how he follows up 99. Perez is 0-for-3 with a line out. A fly out, a strikeout. Maxwell tosses. Head in the air. Out on the right side of the diamond for the second baseman, Jorge. To his left, in between first and second, makes the catch. One down. I asked you the trivia question of the game earlier on. Let's do the answer right here. Your question was, since there's a Pittsburgh Pirate Scout in attendance, Kinza Bad, I asked who was the very first woman who is a scout for Major League Baseball team. Called the strike on the inside corner to Jacob Wilson. And a number of you found out the answer. Did your research, huh? Edith Hoden, Philadelphia Phillies, Paul Hammerly, Marsha Bullard, Leanne Cook, all on it. The deal. Wilson takes a ball loan away. One ball, one strike. Jacob Wilson is 1-for-2 with a single, a walk, and a run scored. Marsha wrote in with more. Edith Hoden, she wrote, professional baseball player in the 1930s, a scout for the Phillies, 1946 to 1952. Maxwell's 1-1. Wilson takes, strike two called on the outside corner. That's a good pitch at the knees. Writes Marsha that Edith Hoden died in 2013, a few days shy of her 101st birthday. Served in the U.S. Navy during World War II and again during the Korean War. Edith Hoden, what a life. 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss, strike three. Not caught by the catcher, Nelson. Away to second base with a foot-first slide goes Colby Halter. No throw. Wilson has gone on strikes. Because first base was occupied and there was less than two outs, Wilson immediately out. Strikeout for Maxwell. But a wild pitch for Maxwell, allowing Halter to motor into scoring position. So thank you, Leanne. Thank you, Paul. Thank you, Marsha. Thank you to you tuning in and keeping me company. Danny Bautista Jr. now. A 4-0 Lugnuts lead. Top of the seventh inning. Two outs. Runner at second. Leading and looking for insurance. Maxwell's pitch. Fastball fisted out to center field. Thompson measures. Walks forward. He's got it with a one-hand snag, and the Lugnuts leave Halter in scoring position. Time to stand up, stretch it out from Dare Ballpark in the Gem City, with the Lugnuts on top of the Dragons by 4-0 score.
If a natural disaster comes knocking, how prepared is your family? You can't just close the door on earthquakes, floods, or hurricanes and hope they go away. That's why it's important to make a plan now. Ready.gov/plan has the tools and tips you need to prepare your family for an emergency. So if disaster shows up at your doorstep, you'll be ready. Visit ready.gov/plan and make a plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Meet Keith, loving dad, board game champ, bus driving pro. I drive 65,000 miles in my bus each year. If people knew what I know, lives could be saved. Like how there are some things I simply can't see. On my route the other day, a car tried to sneak past me and ends up right in my blind spot. I turned slowly, so accident avoided. But no car should be in the blind spot for a 40,000-pound bus.
It's our roads. It's our safety.
Visit www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
It was a perfect debut inning for Mark Adamiak. He is now done. John Beller takes over for the Lugnuts for the bottom half of the seventh inning. Nuts 4, Dragons nothing. I would say that everything went ideally for Adamiak in his high A debut. Ground out by Thompson, foul out by Nelson, struck out Trey Faltini. And now it's the top of the order against the Southpaw Beller. The man from Manhattan Beach, California, signed as a free agent by the Oakland A's earlier this year. Arroyo, Jorge Hunter against the lefty. Switch hitting Edwin Arroyo, bats right. He takes a called strike on the inside corner. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Hello there. Thanks for keeping me company. Arroyo is 1-for-2 today with a single. He chomps this pitch weakly toward short. Wilson has to attack. He gloves. He throws. He got him at first with a stretch by Malone, snatching that throw out of the path of the runner. One down. Electric. First from Wilson and then Malone on the end with the quick hands. I remember when Brendan Malone was first drafted by the Oakland A's, the feeling was, where is he going to play? He can hit coming out of Oregon. Where's the defense? And right now he's acquitted himself. Carlos Jorge now 1-for-3. Takes a called strike from Beller. Lefty dealing to lefty. John Beller, the founder of the Velo Boys. You know, that carries a certain weight of responsibility. Beller's pitch. It's bunted foul. Off the left side, strike one. Strike two. Carlos Jorge is 3-for-22 in this series. Edwin Arroyo is 3-for-19. Nathan is a team below the Mendoza line against the Lugnuts pitchers. Beller's pitch. Swing and a miss. Carlos Jorge is gone on strikes. And Beller has his first strikeout. That is how things have gone for Dayton's offense. And as a partisan observer in the fray, it is lovely to behold. So here's Cade Hunter, who's 1-for-2 with a hit by pitch and a single. Lefty to lefty, two outs. Breaking ball hangs high. Four nothing Lugnuts. Two in the first, two in the sixth. Going for a fourth straight win in the series. Two outs in the seventh. Beller's pitch is in there for a called strike on the inside corner. There is more action in the Lugnuts pen right now. They're going to get everybody involved before this one is done. It's Hunter Bro, the native Hawaiian, and a fellow Oregon Duck like Brendan Malone. There's a little looper out to shallow right field, but on comes Colby Thomas for the catch. Cade Hunter is gone. And the Dayton Dragons are done in the seventh inning. Perfect frame, Beller, one strikeout. Hey, we're picking up some steam here. Let's go to the eighth. The Lansing Lugnuts have the lead in Dayton. The score, 4-0.
My folks are out of town this weekend. I raided their medicine cabinet and got a bunch of good stuff.
Did you get any Vicodin? I need my fix.
Yeah, right here. There's more where that came from, too.
Drug abuse could be right around the corner. You can help. That passing comment could be a clue.
My folks are out of town again this weekend. Farm party at my house?
Speak up. If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, contact OK to Say.
Protect her home and family in a disaster. Karen was willing to wade through water.
mud, and insurance paperwork.
Yeah, I can do this.
You go, Karen! By simply understanding and updating what her insurance covers and doesn't cover now, she'll be better prepared no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
If you want a weird minor league story, I've got one for you as we go to the top of the eighth inning. The Lugnuts in the lead 4-0 over the Dayton Dragons. You know how I've been doing this. Inserting my Tim Haggerty Tales from the Dugout stories every now and then when the situation calls for it. Top of the eighth, Colby Thomas, Brendan Malone, and TJ Schofield Sam. Yesterday's story was about the first baseman who was released and then bought the team so he could fire the manager. Colby Thomas fouls back the first pitch over our head. Here it comes back down. Strike one. Let's talk lightning when it comes to baseball. Swing and a miss by Colby on the slider down and away. By the way, we have a new catcher for the Dayton Dragons. Matt Nelson is out. Hayden Jones is in. Remember Jones was catching down in the bullpen, got hit by Liner earlier? 0-2 from Maxwell. Thomas strikes out swinging. What do you know about Ray Caldwell? Ray Caldwell was struck by lightning, and he finished the game. It was August the 24th, 2019. Just a wild, wild story. This is at the major league level, pitching for Cleveland. Swing and a miss by Brendan Malone. One out, nobody on. Top of the eighth inning, the Lugnuts have a 4-0 lead. It's just a wild story. Cleveland had just called him up as Malone takes a ball. Let's see if I've got this for you. Here it is. All right. So in 1919, August the 24th, he was struck by lightning. He was knocked unconscious. He had pitched 8 2/3 innings. Fastball rides up and inside. When they revived him, Ray Caldwell said, "I need to finish the game." He did. He finished the game. He recorded the final out. A 2-1 pitch is on its way. That's called a strike on the outside corner. It's one of the great true stories in baseball history. Cleveland taking on the Philadelphia A's. Getting struck by lightning on the pitcher's mound. They revived him, and he completes the start. 2-2. That's down and away. 3 balls and 2 strikes on Brendan Malone. I told you that story in order to tell you this one. In the early 1990s, Huntsville, AA Southern League, there was a lightning bolt that struck right next to the ballpark. The pitcher flinched, and the umpire called him for a balk. On the payoff, it was down, bouncing it on Jones, but Malone went around too far. Strike three. Jogs in slow motion down to first. Jones lobs over him. Barr receives. And that completes a second straight strikeout for Zach Maxwell. Two outs. Have a heart, umpire. Lightning when it comes to baseball. Ray Caldwell. The man who survived getting struck by lightning to toss a complete game. TJ Schofield Sam is 0-3. Left-handed batter, first pitch, swing and a miss, strike one. That feels like a tale that an old-timer tells the young generation, saying, "You kids are soft. I bet if you were struck by lightning, you wouldn't pitch a complete game. I bet they'd just go to the bullpen for you." Two outs with the bases clear. Lansing leading 4-0 in Dayton, top of the eighth. Schofield Sam grounds this pitch foul at home. 0-2. Ray Caldwell. Ray Caldwell in the major leagues 1910, he started with the New York Yankees, and he finished up with Cleveland in 1921. 12-year big league career. Swing and a miss by Schofield Sam. He's gone on strikes. 184 complete games for Caldwell. The lightning strike was only one of them. Zach Maxwell struck out the side in the top of the eighth inning to send us to the bottom of the eighth with the Lugnuts leading in Dayton. 4-0 is your score.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hey, Brian, come here for a sec.
What's up?
You know that loser in our class? I heard he crossed out people's pictures in his yearbook. Creepy, right?
Yeah, I heard him say everyone is against him and they'll be sorry.
Violence could be right around the corner. That passing comment could be a warning sign.
And I thought I saw a gun in his backpack.
Speak up. If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, contact OK to Say.
This is Vince Cotroneo, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics, and you're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Mitch Myers, the first five. Mark Adamiak the sixth, John Beller the seventh. Hunter Breaux is in to pitch the bottom of the eighth inning for the Lugnuts. The lead is 4-0. Jack Rogers, Ruben Ibarra, and Austin Hendrick, 4-5-6 in the Dayton order. The righty drafted out of Oregon by the A's. Let's it fly to Rogers. Strike called on the outside corner. Rogers is 0-3. Line to left, ground to second, struck out swinging. Against the starter, Myers, Mitch's seventh and final strikeout. The deal? That's down around the outside corner. Fastball, slider, splitter, and the Breaux arsenal. Appearance number two for Hunter Breaux since rejoining the Lugnuts from the injured list. Here it comes. Fastball up and away at 95. Well, the count is 2-1. John Beller's line is identical to Mark Adamiak's line behind him. That is one perfect inning, one strikeout. 2-1 hitters pitch from Breaux. Rogers swings, fouls it back, up and over the netting. 2-2. There's been very little for the crowd in Dayton to cheer for today. The Lugnuts have taken the steam right out of their sails. Breaux throws. A high chopper pulled on the right side. The one big hop to the first baseman, Malone. The underhand over to Breaux, covering at the bag. Out number one. So now that is 7-7, 7-7 against the Lugnuts relief corps. Adamiak, Beller, and Breaux. That is 10-10 and 10-10 against Myers, Adamiak, Beller, and Breaux, dating back to the bottom of the fifth inning. After the first two batters singled safely. Breaux to Ruben Ibarra. Chopper hit towards shortstop. Wilson comes in to grab the second hop. The sidewind to first for out number two. Good stuff, Hunter Breaux. The first time that we saw Breaux in this series, let's be frank, there was some hard contact against him. But it all worked out against Hunter Breaux. It was that real fun bottom of the sixth inning with the Lugnuts leading 3-0 against Dayton back on Tuesday. And there were highlight reel plays made by his left fielder, Batista Jr., his right fielder, Thomas, and his second baseman, Halter. First pitch, ball one outside to Austin Hendrick. He has not needed any highlight reel plays here right now. He's one out away from sending us to the ninth inning, 4-0 Lansing. Breaux throws, fouled straight back. One ball, one strike. Austin Hendrick is 1-for-19 in this series. Batting average has drooped down to 201. not what he hoped for this season. Here's the pitch. Golfed out to center field. There's Junior Perez. He waits. He's got it. And Hendrick is 1-for-20. Hunter Breaux works a perfect frame. Just no strikeout this time, unlike Adamiak and Beller. And let's go to the ninth inning. The Lugnuts 4, the Dragons nothing.
Student safety affects us all, and you can make a difference using OK to Say.
Did you know that in 81% of violent incidents in U.S. schools, at least one other person had information that a school attack was planned but failed to report it?
How many lives could have been saved if just one person had said something?
OK to Say can change that. OK to Say is an easy and confidential way for Michigan students to report anything that threatens their safety or the safety of others.
If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, you can submit a confidential tip using the OK to Say mobile app.
Or you can submit by text, email, the OK to Say website, or call 8555-OK-TO-SAY.
The tip information is confidential, so you never have to worry about retaliation, rejection, or being labeled a snitch. It's that easy.
You might be the one person who helps to prevent a tragedy.
Take a stand and protect yourself and others by using OK to Say. Because if you won't, who will?
Hi, this is Russ Langer, voice of the Las Vegas Aviators. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now back to the ballpark. Alongside Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Potentially the final inning of the road trip, entering the ninth inning, and the Lugnuts 4, the Dayton Dragons nothing. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. The Lugnuts have the 7-8-9, hang on just a second. Yep, the Lugnuts have the 7-8-9 batters, Susak, Amaya, and Halter coming up. New man in, Miles Gaiman, the right-hander. He fires to Daniel Susak, and the slider fouled off to our right. Onto the rooftop, and is it going to come down? Eaten by the gutter. What a shame. Susak is 1-for-1 with an RBI single. Gaiman throws. Slider fouled off to the right side, and this one is gone. I don't think that's coming back either. There's a bunch of kids who are waiting, looking up, and that's a pretty disappointing feeling. Sorry. Everybody's outside the ballpark. Anybody leaving early? Souvenirs for them. 0-2 pitch from Gaiman. Slider chased and missed. Ended up down and away. Susak has gone on strikes. So Gaiman is in. Zach Maxwell is out. The hard-throwing right-hander Maxwell. Two hitless, scoreless innings out of the Dayton pen. He walked one. He struck out four. He looked really good, though 99, 100 miles an hour. Gaiman has been one of the trusted Dragons' arms out of the pen as well. Gaiman to Carlos Amaya. Slider grounded foul right side, strike one. As you can tell, that slider is the big-time weapon. We saw Gaiman working earlier in the series when he threw three scoreless innings out of the bullpen. The bearded man sets, kicks, throws. Ground ball foul up the left side. Craig Conklin knocked it down and it rolls into the Dayton pen. He was backing up for a better hop. Reached out with the left hand. Just could not collect it cleanly. Gaiman wears number 19. 6'4", 200 pounds out of Greencastle, Pennsylvania. Coming into play today with a 3.14 ERA. You in the mood for some pie? O-2 with one out and nobody on. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Uh-oh. Well, this has been an immaculate start for Gaiman. Strike one, strike two, strike three to Susak. Strike one, strike two, strike three to Carlos Amaya. Colby Halter is the batter. I've never seen an immaculate inning pitched against the Lansing Lugnuts. Not as far as I can ever recollect. Pitch number 7. Outside ball one. Hey, take a deep breath. He's not immaculate anymore. Gaiman, 13 and a third innings today, combined with his last four appearances. He has struck out 10. His deal breaks inside. 2 balls and 0 strikes. I think that there's a case to be made that Gaiman has been the best Dragons relief pitcher as of late. Untouchable. 2-0 for Colby Halter. Low and in. Ball three. At the very least, unscore-on-uponable. He hasn't allowed any runs. On deck, Junior Perez. Pitch on its way. Strike called on the inside corner. Here's the 3-1. Slider for a called strike two. Top of the ninth inning, two outs. Nobody on. Sunday afternoon in Dayton, Lansing up 4-0. Here's the toss. Halter grounds it foul right side. 3-2. Halter struck out looking in the second, struck out looking in the fifth inning, and he walked in the seventh. Both bullpens are quiet. Hunter Bro will work the bottom of the ninth. Payoff. Check swing. Did he go on appeal? He did. Base umpire patience the call. Halter strikes out. Gaiman strikes out the side. We move to the bottom of the ninth inning where the Lugnuts are three outs away from a shutout and a series win in Dayton, leading 4-0.
If you suffer from COPD symptoms like shortness of breath and fatigue, where do you turn? There are medications and oxygen, but do you know about pulmonary rehab? 3 out of 5 COPD patients have never heard of it. Pulmonary rehab is an exercise, education, and support program that gives you tools to manage your condition, and Medicare typically pays for it. So whether it's grocery shopping on your own or just walking across the room, pulmonary rehab can help you. Visit livebetter.org to find out about your options for pulmonary rehab today.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
At the 2 hour and 40 minute mark, we go to the bottom of the ninth inning. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. The Lugnuts 4, the Dragons nothing. 2 in the 1st, 2 in the 6th for Lansing here this afternoon. And nothing for the hosts. Justice Thompson, Matt Nelson, and Trey Faltini will try their luck against the right-hander Hunter Bro out of Oahu, Hawaii. Kapolei, his hometown. 6'3" tall, 225 pounds. The 20th rounder 2 years ago, the very last round of the draft. The A's took him, and here he is out of the pen. Fires to Justice Thompson. Fastball up and in, ball one. Bro's 16th appearance of the year. He fired a perfect 8th inning, getting Rogers, Ibarra, and Hendrick. 2 ground outs and a flyout. Lets it fly. Slider swatted up in the air, lazily up the right side. Brandon Malone, the first baseman, into foul ground. Off the netting. 1 ball, 1 strike. Mitch Myers started the game, and Dayton was threatening his entire way through. The Dragons had their very first batter, Edwin Arroyo, reach on catcher's interference, and then he was balked to second. They had a runner at second base and nobody out. They had runners at first and second, one out in the first inning. They could not score them. And the second inning, a one-out single by this man, Thompson. Balked to second. That with one out, and he was stranded. In the third inning, they left a leadoff single by Arroyo. Throws pitch. Chopper hit towards short. There's Wilson. Gloves. Double clutches. Throws. Out at first base. One down. In the fourth inning, the Dragons loaded the bases with one out. And Mitch Myers struck out Trey Baltini and got Edwin Arroyo in a line out to center to leave him loaded. In the fifth inning, Carlos Jorge and Cade Hunter opened up with singles, putting runners at the corners and nobody out. But Myers went through Rogers, Abar, and Hendrick. And that single by Cade Hunter in the bottom of the fifth was the last Dragons base runner. Bro misses outside for ball one to Matt Nelson. Or Matt Nelson's spot, this is Hayden Jones, the left-handed batter out of Fort Wayne. Righty Bro offers. Fouled off into the screen. Ball at a strike. Jones, the bullpen catcher, seeing action here on the Sunday. His 22nd game. He's 15 for 60. Three doubles, two homers. He does have power. Signed as an undrafted free agent 2 years ago from Illinois State. Knees bent, crowding the plate from the left. The deal. Lined right side and through. Base hit right field. That breaks the spell. It had been 13 consecutive Dragons set down. Thomas relays it in. One out single for Jones. Now the number 9 hitter, Trey Faltini. One out base runner for Dayton. Last of the ninth. Add down 4-0. Trey is 0 for 3 with 3 strikeouts. Here's the pitch. Hit in the air and foul to the right side. Out of play, strike one. Yesterday we saw the Lugnuts hand the golden sombrero to Ruben Ibarra. 0 for 4, 4 strikeouts. Today will Faltini be wearing that golden sombrero? Double play ball would end the game. 4-0 Lugnuts, just in case there is action in the Lansing pen. Bro to the plate. Low. One ball, one strike. That was the Bro splitter. If you were wondering, why is 0 for 4, 4 strikeouts the golden sombrero? Well, as the pitching coach Don Schulze comes to the mound to have a word with Hunter Bro. The story that I heard goes like this. You score 3 goals, it's a hat trick. So baseball's feeling sarcastic. Oh, 3 goals is a hat trick? I bet 4 strikeouts. 4 is more than 3, and you shouldn't just get a hat, any old hat. You should get a special hat. You should get a sombrero. You shouldn't only get a sombrero. You should get a golden sombrero, because that's what you deserve for your 4 strikeout game. That's why. 0 for 4, 4 strikeouts, golden sombrero. 0 for 5, 5 strikeouts, it could be the platinum sombrero, the titanium sombrero. It is also called the Olympic rings. Trey Faltini ready. Schulze back to the first base side dugout. At first, Malone plays behind Jones, who's not speedy. Bro's pitch. Down and away. 2 balls, 1 strike. This is a batter that you want to come after. The man on deck, Edwin Arroyo, is liable to cause some trouble. Dayton's out hitting Lansing 7-5, but getting outscored 4-0. The pitch. Strike called on the inside corner. Slider from Bro. 2-2. Sun shining down upon the field. Pleasant afternoon in Dayton. Bro's pitch. Down low for ball 3. Currently it's 80 degrees. Feels like it's 81. Looking at the Lansing forecast coming up, looks like it's going to be in the 70s. Add a little bit to the 80s over the course of next weekend. Should be nice. Payoff. Swing and a ground ball foul. Off toward the on-deck hitter for Dayton, Arroyo. Maybe a little bit of storms on Tuesday right now is what I'm seeing. and then no other rain to speak of. I see 70 degrees on Wednesday, 75 on Thursday, 79, 80 on Friday. I think it's a great homestand to come up and support the Lugnuts against West Michigan. Again, the payoff. Whacked foul right side. Keep it here. Four nothing Lugnuts, bottom of the ninth inning. It began with the Justice Thompson ground out to shortstop. Hayden Jones singled to right field. And Trey Faltini is battling. Hunter Bro gets his sign. Jones at first, one away. The 3-2. Strike three called on the outside corner. Golden sombrero time for Trey Faltini. Two down. On the Midwest League scoreboard, West Michigan has rallied back and now leads Peoria 3-2 at the stretch. Two in the third, one in the fifth for the Whitecaps in Peoria, Illinois. Top of the seventh, Lake County continuing to lead Beloit 1-0. Lugnuts are one out away from the four-game winning streak. Edwin Arroyo swings, grinds up the first baseline, but foul. Strike one. Lugnuts lost the first two games, 5-4 in a walk-off, 7-5. And then they came back and they won 3-2 Thursday, 3-2 Friday, 3-2 yesterday. They're winning 4-0 right now, bottom of the ninth. Fort Wayne has lost in Great Lake 6-1. Yun Il Choi outdueling Victor Lisaraga. Strike one pitch to Arroyo. Down and in. Check swing. One ball and one strike on Arroyo. 1-for-3. Reached on catcher's interference. Single to left. Line to center. Grounded to shortstop in that order. Bro's pitch. Smacked on the line out to left field. Slicing for Batista Jr. who puts it away. And this ball game is over. As is the series in Dayton. Farewell to the Gem City. Lugnuts defeat the Dragons 4-0 and win the series. Season series split 6-6. After the Dragons took 4 out of 6 in Lansing, Michigan in May, the Lugnuts return the favor in Dayton here at the end of August. 4 runs, 5 hits, and 2 errors for the Lugnuts. Lugnuts improved their record this year to 25-29, 56-63 for the year. No runs, 7 hits, and no errors for the Dragons, who fall to 27-27 and 60-60 for the year. Hunter Bro, about 2 scoreless innings to wrap things up. 1 hit, 1 strikeout for Bro. And the Lugnuts bullpen as a whole, 4 innings allowing just the 1 hit, no runs, no walks, 3 strikeouts combined between Adamiak, Beller, and Bro. They wrap up what Mitch Myers began, a 7-hit combined shutout. For the Lugnuts, this is the 4th shutout of the season. And so now the Lugnuts head back home. 12 games to go in the regular season. 6 home games against the West Michigan Whitecaps beginning on Tuesday. And then 6 games on the road at Lake County to wrap things up in 2023. Lugnuts are playing some really good baseball right now. We'll see how things go at home against the East Division leading arch rival Whitecaps. I'll see you there. Get your tickets by going to LansingLugnuts.com. Adam Jackson will rejoin me on the call. That's LansingLugnuts.com or 517-485-4500 for this Lugnuts squad playing some darn good baseball. And it's all been led by the pitching core. I have taken the step forward. Pitchers this whole series quieted this Dayton Dragons offense. Time of today's game was 2 hours and 48 minutes. Played on a 75 degree weather day, and it was played in front of a crowd of 7,913. Well, all right, time to pack up, get on the bus, and back to Lansing, Michigan we'll go. Once again, Lugnuts over the Dragons 4-0. I'm Jessica Berg-Strassler. Thank you so much for keeping me company. Here's wishing you well. See you on Michigan Avenue. Have a terrific rest of your weekend, and go